Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
There's a peace I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail. There's an anchor for my soul. There's a peace I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail. There's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise. When he calls my name, no more sorrow, no more pain. I will I will.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. We will rise, as the word of God says. For sure, we are going to rise, as the word of God says, because our trust is in the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. So we know we are going to rise. Amen. If you can hear me clear, let me know. Thank you, Lord. Before we begin tonight, thank you, Jesus. We are here tonight to encourage you, and hallelujah, and to encourage you to focus on Jesus. No matter what is going to happen, the Lord is our helper, my brother, my sister. Amen. So it is for us to keep our eyes on Jesus. Tonight I have my guest, Brother Benjamin, hallelujah, from the island of Guam. Amen. Who's going to be sharing his knowledge about living in the harsh, difficult situation. Brother Benjamin, with his knowledge as a former soldier, can help us to be able to go through this difficult time that is days ahead of us, my brother and sister. He has so much knowledge because it was all part of his training. And also growing up in Guam, and I'm sure he had power outages, living with the leaves that we did in our island. It teaches you so much. You don't even think that what you've been through in life later on, it will be, go ahead, Brother Ben. Say hello to everyone.
Yes, hello, brothers and sisters. Brother Ben is here. I'm glad to be here and as a guest for Brother Elvie in the Lord's Hour program. Hello to each and every one of you. I'm glad to be here. So if there's any questions now that you have, please address it in the chat room. We will try our best to answer any questions. If not, then we will, pose the questions in through email to brothers Elvie's email, and that's zappa9999@gmail.com, or you can get a hold of me through my email, and that's B as in boy, P as in Paul, F as in Frank, .rapture@gmail.com. That is my personal email. And if you have any questions, you can get a hold of me or Brother Elvie. And, we can go ahead and do our best to answer your questions.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, brother. Amen. And tonight, as Tuesday night goes, we usually like to, in our Bible study, bring so much information. And because we understand that, especially now we're in the last days, we know that that's it. This is it. It's over. Regular life is practically over. So before the rapture, which is about to happen, before the 3 days of darkness, judgment, 3 days of darkness that are about to happen now, we want people to be informed that when this mess that is coming begins, my brother and sister, it's always best, no matter what, to keep our hope in the Lord. Amen. Don't deviate from your prayer life, your commitment to your God, to believe him, to trust him, to trust in his word, in his promise, in his word. I know there are people writing that are afraid because of what they're seeing going on. Shalom, Brother Joseph. But don't be afraid. Okay? Do be prepared. Be ready. But don't be afraid. It is for us to trust the Lord. Everyone, Canada, United States, Australia, Europe, it doesn't matter where they are. Everyone are going to suffer during this difficult time that is approaching. Within days, there will be no regular life in the major city, no power. Our country is running out of diesel. And diesel is so important, my brother, my sister. And people that don't understand are going to see with their own eye and live through it and then be able to tell the story. my brother and sister and say, wow, we didn't expect this to be this way, but this is going to be such a mess, my brother and sister. In our heart, the only reason why Brother Ben and I are together because we love the Lord, and the Lord wanted us put us together, but the main purpose was here to come here and help other family, other people. And although I told Brother Ben, I don't know how much we're going to be able to do that. I just don't know. With all the need that are so, you know, so close to happen, how are we going to stretch our hands, Shalom, Brother Miguel, to family? But there's always something you can do. Even if you give someone just a bottle of water, you're helping.
Amen.
Because you're not taking the bottle of water, you're giving it.
That's right. It's better to give than receive.
Amen. That's it. So in our heart, the Lord has put in our heart to help other people. And that's what we're here to do. But our time, we know, is over as the Bride of Christ. The Bride of Christ is about to disappear. My wife was telling us about a dream she had about the 3 days of darkness that are about to happen, and she said it was pitch black, okay? And I want to read to you, because we're going to talk about all this tonight, Isaiah, so you know what's going to happen with the Bride of Christ during the 3 days of darkness, my brother and sister. So I believe this verse is just so important, okay? Isaiah 62, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth in gross darkness, the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Two things are happening here. Gross darkness is coming upon the wicked, and righteous glory from God is coming upon his people, the church, the elected, the selected one. His glory shall be seen upon you. That's the glorified body that we are about to get during the 3 days of darkness. 3 days of darkness will highly affect humanity anywhere, my brother and sister, because the earth will be pitch black. It doesn't matter where you are, because some people had asked, Brother Elliot, is this for the United States only, or this is for the whole world? This is for the whole world, because the word of God, everything God says is for the entire earth. Like a lot of people say, when the water in the times of Noah came down to the earth, did it only affect a certain part of the earth, or did it affect the whole earth? And archaeological study has been shown that water has been in every corner of the earth. Archaeological proof. And there are ministries that have dedicated their ministry to these studies, to show people that the word of God is accurate, it's true. You can look them up online. You can Google them, my brother and sister. It is for the whole earth. It's all for all humanity, my brother and sister. These 3 days of darkness are going to highly affect people everywhere. Beasts are going to be released over the earth for 3 days, my brother and sister. The prophet prophesied and said that the coming of the Lord comes with darkness, my brother and my sister. Amen. Hallelujah. So we know, we expect, hallelujah, that it says in Amos 4:13, for Lord, he that formeth the mountain and created the wind, declared unto men what is his thought, that it make it the morning darkness, make it the morning darkness. This is exactly what I experienced during the when the 3 days of darkness began that morning. By 10, 11 o'clock, it was already turning into pitch blackness. It was getting so dark that I know that by 12 was all pitch black. You could not, whatever you were going to do, you're going to have to do. So this is why now, as soon as I see these signs, the Oregon, California, the Eastern Tsunami, either one of them, I'm already looking for the 3 days of darkness. I'm not sitting by and taking it easy and relaxing. I'm not relaxing. As soon as I immediately tell my family and my children, let's get inside. Especially when you see the signs of the red sky. We're getting inside. We're not taking no chances. Because God's word is 100% accurate, and it's going to happen. Like the things that we're speaking that are going to happen soon, my brother and sister. He maketh the morning darkness. He treadeth upon the high places on the earth. The Lord God of hosts is his name, my brother and sister. Now, for those that desire the day of the Lord, Amos 5:18, woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. To what end it is for you? The day of the Lord is darkness and no light, my brother and sister. So we know that the day of the Lord is at hand. We know it's close. We know he's about to come. But darkness comes first. He is the one. Nothing can happen on this earth because he created it from the beginning. He is the first. He says that he is the last. Nothing can happen. He's in control of everything. He is the one bringing the darkness, not the devil. The Lord is to punish the wicked, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. And in this darkness, he's releasing those beasts. They cannot be released unless because the Lord has all power, my brothers and sisters. Amos 5:20, shall not the day of the Lord be darkness and no light, even very dark and no bright in it. Exactly. I seen it. My wife was telling, was sharing with Brother Ben and I a few minutes ago that she experienced it with pitch black. Pitch black. Our neighbor can run and knock on our door for help. Because, you know, and one thing she said, she was sharing with us is, in this darkness, is that they had no heat. And they thought because we had solar panel, that we had heat. But how in pitch black, how does your solar panel work in pitch black? It doesn't work. Okay? So you notice that people think because you got solar panel and it's dark up there, you got power. Nonsense. You got no power. We have no power. I mean, the way the Lord has led us to prepare and having propane is because propane can run in darkness. You know, we can run the generator. Or, you know, we're looking into this lamp on which I'm going to put the link right now on the chat room on Amazon, my brother and sister, that we believe this lamp, because it runs on so little propane, right, that we believe this can run for days, maybe weeks and months. How big is our propane tank that we have?
Right now, we got two of the 100-pound propane tanks that are filled. And I also bought two of the 20-pound propane. Mm-hmm. And Brother Elvie has two other
little ones, the 20 ones, pounds.
The 20 pounds. So we're pretty much set as far as having propane to run our stoves. Of course, we have a kerosene heater as a backup. And the link that he has posted on the chat room right here is you should take a look into it. It's a combination heater plus a stove, where you can hook up a 20-pound propane tank to it. And not only does it give heat within the home, inside your house, that you can cook on it. So I really think that if you don't have the required, you know, things as far as cooking, other than, you know, a gas grill outside on your home, and you have to cook inside, of course, you know, within the 3 days of darkness, you got to be inside. You cannot go outside at all, period, you know. Then that would be an alternative as far as keeping heat in your home and also to cook. And that's really
How can they use it inside the house during the winter with no power? Besides the 3 days of darkness, like before it comes?
Yeah, before, you can use it just like a camp stove. Most of you probably have experience using a camp stove when you go out camping. It's the same principle, you know. You get the, if you order the stove online, a combination heater, then you can hook up the gas line and also to your, whatever your 100-pound tank or your 20-pound tank. For example, the 100-pound tank, if you got to install it, it's got to be placed outside. you know.
What are the prices for 20-pound in Home Depot and Lowe's right now?
Yeah, the price that I find is about $65, okay, if you don't have a replacement tank for one-on-one exchange. So, but the cheapest I find, really, if you are a member of Sam's Club, there is a kiosk on the outside that's separate from Sam's Club that you can go ahead and get your empty bottles and exchange it, you know, and it's all automated. You can use your credit card to purchase, or if you don't have the extra bottle tank, there are within the vending machine inside, you can purchase a full tank of propane, and that's how I got my two propane tanks is from Sam's.
And tell them about the additional connection, though.
If you are running additional connections on it, you can go to Amazon and check out. There's different lengths of propane lines, and it's all have the proper connections on both sides. But just make sure now they are the right size, because there are different sizes of the connection, whether it be a half-inch connection or the nominal and normal size is 3/8 of an inch. Okay, so make sure when you're looking for the size of line and the connections, the brass connections that hook up from the propane tank to the stove combination heater, make sure they're the right size.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you go to Home Depot or Lowe's, you can ask, you know, their customer service. They're more than happy to help you with any information. If you're unsure of the information as far as the connection or, you know, the size of the hose or the size of the connection on both sides, yeah, feel free, please, to visit your Lowe's or your or Home Depot centers, and they'll be more than happy to help you with that information.
Amen. Amen. That's it. And remember, I share my testimony that when I went through a winter without heat, and I remember my body was so frozen by the coldness of the north that I went on my knees next to my bed to pray, and the Lord was keeping me warm in my trust in the Lord. It was something I experienced that I would say was supernatural, because he will come and minister to me and make my water, my body warm for me to be able to stand the coldness. My apartment inside was totally cold. It was frozen. My water line was frozen. It was so cold because I had no heat. And I had to totally depend on the Lord, because I didn't have the fun. I didn't have the money to do so. And the Lord was faithful and kept me alive today to be able to be here and share my testimony, my brother and sister. So ultimately, some of you that are probably saying, Brother Ovi, I don't have the money. I don't have the... You know, that here's where you gonna have to get on your knees and pray and ask the Lord to be your healer, to be your protector, to be your helper, to be your provider, Jehovah Jireh. You're gonna have to trust the Lord now. The Lord sometimes need to get us to that level of trusting him without having anything, because when we have something, we did not seek him. And this is why This is why we experience time when we ask and ask, and the Lord, sounds like the Lord is not listening to her, not to us, not hearing us. And it's not that he is not. It's that when he was talking to us, we were not listening. And now that he needs to bring us through where we will learn to depend on him, my brother and sister. And how do you share with others your experience unless you live through it with the Lord and putting me through? I didn't understand the injustice time that I was going through. Like, it was so unjust, but the Lord was so faithful to me through it. He delivered me through all my trouble, my brother and sister, and kept me alive. I thought I was going to get hypothermia or anything that, you know, your body body gets a lot of air that turns into water, oxygen in you when you're frozen, and you can die off that. But none of that happens to me, my brother and sister, because the Lord's hand was in my was on my life through the process. And all the Lord wanted me for me to learn to depend on Him no matter what the situation is, my brother and sister. And that's what He wants in each one of us. Amen. So don't think that the Lord is not hearing you or is not there for you. It's that He wants you to learn, because when He was talking to you, you were not listening to Him. And now He needs to teach us obedience. Because to God, obedience is better than sacrifice. My brothers, it's better than anything. We all must listen to Him and learn of Him who is humble and meek of heart. Hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, He obeyed the Father while on this earth. No matter what His situation was, Jesus could have said to Father, Father, I don't have a bed to lay my head. Father, I don't have a home to go to, okay? Because He was already a man. And back in the old ages, once you were 18, you were 21, your parents wanted you out doing your own. So He was not in an age now to depend on Joseph or Mary. And remember that Joseph died. The Bible don't register when Joseph died. But Joseph died, and it was only Mary. And even though he was a grown-up man, Mary was still there for him. But remember that it was not the woman that would support the man. It was the man support the woman. But now the Lord was into ministry, my brother and sister. But in the ministry, you find Jesus everywhere in Jerusalem and everywhere doing ministry, but no place to lay His head. Even He said the bird have a nest, and all the animals have a place to go, but the Son of Man had no place to lay His head. And so He was an example to us, my brother and sister, that the things that we care for in this world are not really what's important. What's important is to do the will of the Father. He did the will of the Father no matter what the condition was, my brother and sister. Remember Him and His disciples walking for days and hours, for hours without food? And that's when He encountered a Samaritan woman. And the disciples were so hungry that they were so focused on food that they went straight to the store to get some food, to the town to get some food. Jesus stayed with the Samaritan, and what did He say that His food was? To do the will of Him who sent Him. He said His food was. Can we say the same? Can we believe and think the same that He did? That our food is to do the will of the Father? Because when we're hungry, what do we want to do? We want to eat. My brother and shalom, Drennan. Okay? We want to eat, my brother and sisters. But the Lord wants us to have the same attitude of gratitude He has to the Father. Okay? That's what He wants each and one of us to have. America and the world are about to enter into one of the biggest emergencies. They need 125 million barrel a year to heat up this country, to move this country with diesel. And they'll only be able to produce in February 25 million. Okay? 100 million will be missing. Nowhere where to get the 100 million. Okay? And so delivery are going to come to a halt by 80% around there, or 70. That's a lot for a country to be stopped this way. But not just America, the rest of the world the same. I'm already hearing people from India who are saying the same. They won't have no propane. India will run out of propane before the year's over. And every other country, Europe, will be the same. Could you imagine this? And the only solution is to go to war with Russia to supposedly to be able to have propane like they had it before. It's a big problem that no one calculated or thought about it or planned. Okay, but see, here's the thing. We're supposed to be dependent on God and not on our government, my brother and sister. Okay? It's terrible. Okay? I heard that someone said from Mexico that there's a company in Mexico that might be able to bring a little bit over 20 million barrel, which is not enough anyway, my brother and sister. So it's terrible, 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 terrible. Where we are heading, where we are entering with our government, this is a plan that, this is something they never saw it coming. And if they knew, because of the depopulation that they're planning, they didn't care. Because that's what we have in office, men and women that don't care, my brother and sister. Okay? Now, making Homeland Security now, without Homeland Security approval, according to Biden, they cannot deliver diesel after the 23rd. That, to me, sounds fishy. What do you think, brother?
Yes. Like Brother Elvian mentioned, really, we shouldn't depend on our government, whether it be a state, local, and the federal government, is to depend on our Lord Jesus Christ. He is our provider. He's our healer, and so forth. So, yeah.
Amen. Micah 7:8 said, rejoice not over me or mine enemy when I shall fall. I shall rise when I sit in darkness. The Lord shall be the light unto me. Amen. What is the prophet teaching us here? What is God saying to us is that even when this evil, wicked time has come, we depend on him. And it's you know, it's going to take time for someone to depend on the Lord this way, like this prophet Micah. But here's the thing. We should have already been trusting the Lord.
Amen.
So when we get to the point that we don't have these things, we don't fall. Okay? We stand. We say, no, Lord, you are my provider. And I know you're going to come through for me. You're going to provide my need according to your riches and glory. And that's what the Lord wants each and one of us to do. Totally depend on him, my brother and sister. Totally depend on the Lord. Because he's going to provide to us what we need, my brother and sister, according to his riches and glory. Hallelujah. Ezekiel 32:8, all the bright light of the heaven will I make dark over thee and say, darkness upon thy land, saith the Lord. And, you know, I wonder, and here's my answer. Thank you, Lord. I wonder if it's going to be so dark, would there be stars lit it up in the heaven during the 3 days of darkness? Well, here's my answer now, which is Ezekiel 32a. All the bright lights of heaven will be made dark over thee. They're going to be made light. All the lights, all the stars of heaven, all the lights of heaven, which are the stars, will be made dark. And set darkness upon the land, says the Lord God. Okay? And exactly that. We know that. Trump, my brother and sister, they don't want back. And he's going to, I know the Lord says, told me to pray for him, and I am. And we got to pray for him. My brother and sister, God can do anything. But in regard to what we already seen that is happening, my brother and sister, it's happening. They're overturning things that they're not supposed to. Things are happening quickly. We are going to see in the days to come what God has been saying through his prophet. We have a brother that Brother Joseph sent me the link to, who's talking about a bitter winter this winter in his prophecy. We'll pray him a little later, my brother and sister. There is a bitter winter coming that God will want us, my brother and sister, to be, hallelujah, prepared for. Okay? Thank you, Jesus. Jeremiah 13:16, give glory to the Lord, your God, before he causes darkness. Who's causing darkness? The Lord. Okay? Never give credit to the enemy for anything. When you read the Bible, you got to believe what the Bible says. Give glory to the Lord, your God, before he causes darkness. Amen. God is the one doing it. And before your feet stumble upon the dark mountain, and while you look for light, he turns us into the shadow of death and make a gross darkness. this gross darkness, God is making it happening. It's going to make it happen, my brother and sister. Why? Because with it, he's punishing the wicked. He is cleansing the earth. And I know it's hard for people to understand, hallelujah, the way things are going to be, but God is going to cleanse the earth through this darkness. The beasts are going to be allowed to remove those that God has said that's been a stumbling block to other people who've been wanting to seek the Lord. My brother and sister, like the Lord prophesied that the temple in Jerusalem in Matthew 24 will be destroyed. And it was destroyed. And the same people that Jesus was talking to during the time, my brother and sister, if you study, if you follow the sequence later on to the history, you will watch that when the Roman came after the Lord was crucified and all that, 33 years after the temple was destroyed, and all these Pharisees that Jesus was speaking to were killed. Did not God gave them an opportunity to repent? He did, my brother and sister. And in Matthew 23, you see the Lord like begging the Pharisee and scribe, my brother and sisters, hallelujah, to see the wicked way. All therefore, whosoever they be, you are served, that are served do, but do not according to their work, for they say and do not. These Pharisees say, but they did nothing. My brother and sisters, and the Lord don't want us to be this way. And then, for they have bind heavy burden and grievous to be born, and they lay up on man's shoulder, but they themselves will not move them with one of their finger. Okay? And he goes on talking about them, my brother and sister. They love the uppermost places, verse 6, of the feast, and the chief seated in the synagogue, and greeting in the market to be called by men, Rabbi, Rabbi. But be ye not called Rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. See what I keep saying to people, and people don't understand, and it's so biblical. We are brothers and sisters. And people that like to be called into as a rabbi, teacher, they like to be called titles. We should not be looking to be calling into big titles, because that's part of pride, my brother and sister. We got to be humble. I'm your brother. You're my brother. You're my sister. And that's it, my brother and sister. Okay? So be ye not called rabbi. For one is your master, our Lord, our master, our Lord Jesus Christ is a master, a rabbi. We call him rabbi. We don't call no man rabbi, which a lot of people do. And even the Christ and all ye are brethren. That's it. That's what we are. So remember that, so you don't be calling rabbi to another man. Because a lot of people do that, and I hear believers doing that, like, don't they read what the Lord said in the word? Because Jesus said that we should not be doing this, you know? Like calling people, what is this? Another title that people call, it's more beyond minister, my brother and sister, that they call them, and like, if they know the word and they went to school, doctor, they call him, it's just vain glory, thank you, that is not of God, that we should not, and call no man your father upon earth. To me, this one was difficult because when I read this, I'm meditating on the word, right? And I said, but if you have an earthly father, how is it that you're not supposed to call him father? Isn't that true? And so think about it for a minute. He says not to call man on earth father. And I understand why the Lord is saying that now, because I don't have an earthly father. He's in heaven. So I can be connected with my father in heaven and know who my true father is, Father God. He is our true father. Okay? So call no man father on the earth. For one is your father who is in heaven. He is a true father. Not his father on the earth. Man made a bone in flesh. Dust from the earth. No. Our true father is Father God in heaven. And he doesn't share his glory with men. So how should you call your father on earth? If you're not supposed to call him father, daddy, Dad. Praise the Lord. Amen, sister. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I hope you like the cold in the Hanshin. The Hanshin is very cold. Praise you, Lord. Neither be ye called master, for one is your master, even the Christ. There you go. Okay? So don't call your boss boss. Call him by the name. Because you're not supposed to call him boss. You're not supposed to call him master, which you mean boss. Okay? Don't be calling anyone boss. Call them by their name, okay? Because there's only one boss we have is Jesus. He's our only master, my brother and sister. And these things like this, you think they're so little, you may think they're so insignificant, but then you miss the connection that God wants to have with you if you do. God wants to have a personal connection with each and one of us this way. And a lot of people miss to have that connection with him. They like to call man boss. They like to call man father. They like to call man master. They like to call them those titles, and they don't understand that if you do that, you are missing to have that connection with your Father in heaven that you and I should have. Because he is our true boss. He is our true master. He is our true Father. He is our true Lord. My brother and sister, please learn of him. Learn of his word. Matthew 23, remember. Thank you, Lord. But he that is greater among you shall be called. Ha ha. He is one that people don't like. Servant. You know, I told a sister online, right? She's telling me she's a Christian. And I said, well, I'm glad that you are a servant of Christ. And she thought, like, why are you calling me a servant? And I immediately, that's what the Bible says we are. What did Jesus say? If I'm a preacher and I'm preaching the word and I'm reaching out to other people and I'm leading people to Christ and I'm leading them to repentance and I'm praying with them and all that, you know what I am? A servant. Amen. Nothing else. I'm just a servant of Christ. Because I went out north to visit a pastor, a church, a friend of mine for many years. And he said, so what is your title, Brother Irving? And I said, I'm just a servant. Brother, I'm just a servant. No. What's your title? What is? I said, I'm a servant of Christ. That's what the Bible says I am. And I cannot think of myself more than what the Lord says I am. Because he said I'm a servant. My brother and sister, he says you are a servant. Okay? By he that is greater among you shall be called servant. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And whosoever shall exalt himself will be abased. And he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. Hallelujah. You want to be great in the kingdom of heaven? Humble yourself. Because if you think you're something so special, and everyone is special to God anyway, but don't think that you're such a special cookie. My brother and sister, because God is having mercy on us, on his sons and daughter, on his servants. And the greater of us is Jesus Christ. And he humbled himself as an example to you and I to show us, hallelujah, how to truly serve the Father, how to truly be humble, how to truly be meek, how to truly be a servant. That's what he was showing us with his own life. In the word, he shows us that he being God became a servant to teach you and I what pleases God. Because we didn't know what pleases God. Man kept making mistakes since the beginning. Look at King Saul. He thought he was a special cookie. He found out he was a rejected cookie. Robert insisted. He was a rejected servant. He was nothing more than a servant, although he was a king. But he didn't understand that the King of Kings was his boss, his master. And he didn't humble himself to the King of Kings. My brother and sister, he looked at himself like being equal to the King of Kings. Pride has set in his heart. As the devil in the kingdom of God, pride set in his heart, and God ordered him to be kicked out of his kingdom. because no one can be equal or try to think they're greater than God. That's impossible. God has sons and daughters, servants, and that's what we are, nothing more. He is the greater of all. And if Jesus Christ being the greater of all, show us by humbling himself how to be greater in the kingdom of God, we all need to follow the same example. My brother and sister, same example. You want to be greater in the kingdom of God? Humble yourself more every day. Cry out for mercy. Ask God to use you. Reach out to other people and help them out. That will make you greater. Nothing else. Not telling people how great you are, how powerful God uses you. No, that's pride. My brother and sister. But woe unto you, scribe and Pharisee, hypocrite, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in yourself, neither suffer you that enter into the that go in. Here is why the beasts are going to eat many people during the 3 days of darkness. Because they come to the level of the Pharisee and scribe, my brother and sister, that would not go into the kingdom of heaven, would not repent, would not humble themselves and seek God to save their soul. But when they saw other people who wanted to do it, they stopped those people from doing it. Remember the man that Jesus healed and that the Pharisee called, and even they called their parents and said, hey, and they asked the father, the parent, truly, if he was, what was it? He couldn't walk. He was blind.
He was blind.
And since he was little, right? Mm-hmm. And they called his parent to testify and see if he was a true blind, that this was not a made up story, right? Mm-hmm. And the father said, ask him. He's already old enough, you know. And they knew. They testified, but then they didn't want this man to testify. They wanted him to be inquired about it, my brother and sister, because that will give glory to God. Because Jesus was representing the kingdom of God, my brother and sister. And when you represent the kingdom of God, everything you do, give glory to God. That's why he asked the Pharisee that what John did, the baptism, that it was from heaven or if it was a man. You know? And they immediately thought about it and said, this is a trick question. Because if we say it was a man, oh man, this is going to create a lot of problems. They knew it was of God, my brother and sister, because everything John did, the Lord did, give glory to God. When you do it in humility, when you do it when you are not even are being seen in all this, but only the Lord, you give glory to the Lord. He gets the glory, my brother and sister. And this is the way, I'm sorry, this is the way God wants us to be. Give glory to God. Glorify his name. Let him get the glory for everything that you do for the kingdom. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So in this emergency coming up, don't focus on the problem, but focus on Jesus. And know that the Lord has not left us. God has not forsaken us. It's that we have to go through this difficult time. We must go through it because We got something else to learn. We got something to learn. And to some people, it might be to totally depend on Jesus. That might be the teaching for some that have not depended on Jesus, who had everything and still been serving the Lord, but not giving the Lord all the glory for it because he already had everything available for you. But being not having everything now, I remember I was in Massachusetts one time, the Lord gave me a mighty vision of the end of time before his coming. And I saw the state of Massachusetts completely, and the Lord was showing me from the north to the south, completely devastated. And I saw people, my brother and sister, without food, without electricity, without everything that people have today. And my brother and sister, after that, there was like, God awakened the people because the Lord says to me, I'm going to allow this judgment, like the 3 days of judgment, to awaken the people and so they can humble themselves so they can be ready for the rapture. my brother and sister. And that's what he was showing me. I saw people getting on their knees outside their home with no power or anything, worshiping God. In several homes, my brother and sister, people that right now, because of the abandon, have forgotten God, have turned their back to God. When they see that God takes everything that they love, they're going to turn to God and remember God. Because the abundance can make people forget. It's in the book of Psalms. I believe David said, don't give me so much that I will forgive you. Forget of you. The abundance made people forget God. And that's why the churches are empty today in so many places. Because there's so much abundance, people have forgotten God. But when God takes everything away and leaves people without nothing, then they all remember the God that they used to serve. The God who made the promise, the provider, the creator of heaven and earth, the supplier, the one that when we need it, he was there for us and provided to us like he did so many times to the children of Israel. But when they got in their abundance and they had plenty of food, of clothing, of everything, they turned their back on God to worship other God. We do the same. We make hard jobs. Money, our gods, our property, our home, our God. We make many things our God when we have abundance. But when God takes all that from us, it makes us turn to God and see God where the abundance was like clouding our eyes, our spiritual eyes, to seeing God in his mercy. Because his mercy, the Bible says, endureth forever. It's always there, available to his creation. And sometimes without nothing is when we'll see his mercy and recognize him for who he is. He is God Almighty. Nothing the enemy can do, the Antichrist, the Babylonian system can do, can keep us from the love of God. Hallelujah. That is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's what Paul says to the Roman, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. He asked him a question. What can separate us from the love of Christ? My brother and sister, nothing, nothing, my brother and sister, hallelujah, nothing can separate us from the love of Christ, hallelujah. He says, hallelujah, let me see, for all things work together, you want to read this, brother, go, read it down for me, all the way down, give me a second, thank you, Lord, starting here, thank you, just down, can you see it? Praise you, God.
Okay, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for the good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Verse 29. For whom he foreknew, he is also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among the brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, those he also called, of whom he called, those he also justified, and whom he justified, those he also glorified. What then shall we say of these things? If God is for us, who could be against us? Verse 32. He that spareth not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give in all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Verse 34, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ who died, yea, rather, who is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Verse 36. As it is written, for thy sake We are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Verse 37. Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that love us. Verse 38, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. Verse 39, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
And there are going to be creatures loose from the pit that are going to try to separate people from the love of God. But here's the thing. If you are truly trusting in the Lord, truly repenting, those creatures that are going to be loose from the pit cannot separate you. They don't have the power. God has all power. They're going to be allowed. My brother and sisters, like when Brother Larry says to Father, 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 why do you allow the devil? He's so bad. He said, well, look at the harm he's doing to people. He says, my son, I only, the devil before me is like an elusive mosquito that I can stop him anytime, but I allow him to test my children. That's all, that's why I allow him, but he's like an elusive mosquito. And we're like, wow, Father. His power has no limit, the power of Father. But he's allowing the devil to test his children. So everything you and I are going to go through in this world, that God's going to allow you and I to go through, it is only to test you and I, our faith, our love for him. My brother and sister, this is why we need to remain strong in the power of the Lord. And the power of his mind.
Amen.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right there in Ephesians.
Go ahead, read it. Read it. Find it. Read it, brother.
Yeah.
Brother man. This is
in Ephesians chapter 6. Hold on.
Thank you, Lord.
I need to go ahead and find this word.
It's important that we now be in the Word. Okay? Because God's going to give us the time to be in the Word. If you were telling God because of your job, because of your children, because of your busyness in the day, that you don't have time to read the Word, God's going to give you plenty of time to read the Word. He's going to cut out the power from the city. He's going to cut out the energy from the city. He's going to give you plenty of time to read your Bible. Okay? Go ahead, brother.
Amen. Looking at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the assaults of the devil. This is very important, brothers and sisters. I do believe I have a prayer in the prayer section of thelordshour.org.
Yes, you do.
Okay. So please refer to that at any time that you can possibly go to the website. Again, that's thelordshour.org. And go under, what is
it? Benjamin's Prayers.
Okay, Brother Benjamin's Prayers. I do have prayers online. And if it moves you to go ahead and make copies of this, all these prayers, I just had Brother Elvie posted a teaching today as far as who we are in Christ, our identity.
Mm-hmm.
And what it says there is that if we have the understanding of our identity in Christ Jesus, it's absolutely essential for the success of living a victorious life, a Christian life. Amen. So, you know, I have the similarities of there's three sections of this comparison between Satan's lies and God's truth.
Mm-hmm.
And there's three sections. The first section is I am accepted to Christ. And I got about 11 verses there, scriptures. and it's just a snippet of that particular scripture. I am secured in Christ. I have, scroll down, brother, 12 scriptures on that. And the last portion is, I'm significant in Christ Jesus. So, yeah, if it moves you, please visit the website. And if you need to make copies of this, you can use it during the 3 days of darkness, because, you know, there's nothing we can do then but to pray. You know, Psalms 91 is also posted, along with Psalms 121. That's also posted, you know, and any other information. Right now I'm getting a brother from Washington, Indiana, Brother Tony, to translate the post on who we are in Christ. So that'll be it'll be translated in Spanish for our Spanish
speakers,
you know, from South America and throughout the whole world, you know. So, and then of course the English version, it'll be posted there. And
people are saying thank you, bro.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for being with us tonight and being here so that we can glorify the Lord, you know, with what he's being led for us to share with our brothers and sisters, not only to the United States, but throughout the whole world. Those are listeners from South America and all throughout the whole world. And we apologize again that if we don't mention our brothers and sisters who are in South America, you know, all over the world. We're only speaking about our brothers and sisters here. But all this applies really to everyone.
France, Germany, everybody.
Right, yeah. Everyone around the world, wherever you're listening of the Lord's hours. So,
UK, Australia, everyone, Canada.
Amen.
We got so many brothers and sisters, including Spain. I mean, anywhere. We don't reject anyone. Alaska, anywhere, anywhere. We love our brothers and sisters. Taiwan. We have a sister from Taiwan. She's a faithful listener. My brother and sister, she sent us support from Taiwan. We need to keep them in prayer. I'm keeping her in prayer, but we need to keep her country also, New Zealand, amen, in prayer. Okay, and again, from Iran, brothers and sisters from Iran, we have not forgotten you. I mean, I thank God because a brother who came to the Lord through the Lloyd Tower in Iran, he's been wishing out to other family. He has several family in Iran that he had led to the Lord after he gave his life to Jesus through this program. And what he tells me is so victorious, my brother and sister. Okay? And I know it's been difficult for him. He started supporting the Lloyd Tower from Iran, but it's just been difficult. He stopped a while ago, but, you know, I know the listener. But the work he's doing to reaching out to other people to lead them to the Lord, that to me is such a mighty work, because when we think about Iran, we think about the beheading, the killing of the Christian, and all those things, my brother and sister. But then a brother like him who leading family to the Lord in Iran, a listener of the Lord Jawah, and had led over 12 family to the Lord, okay? And he listened to the Lord, and it's so dangerous what he does. That's what amazes me, you know. And but no, he's very humble, and he go to family, he preaches the Lord, he leads them to the Lord. And I know they do it quietly, but he uses the Bible. He reads the Bible. He does Bible study in Iran secretly, my brother and sister, okay? And he tells me the work he done in Iran, and wow. You see that there's no excuse to being anywhere. It's like we have listeners from North Korea. I know we have a lot of listeners from South Korea, okay? Brother, for South Korea, it's a peaceful country, right? But North Korea, when I used to get those emails from North Korea, the president of North Korea blocked our brothers and sisters And that's why I asked for prayer for them. They were listening every day to the Lord's Hour in North Korea until they find out the internet that they were getting, and the government blocked them. Okay? But again, the last word is they were gonna keep repenting. They were reaching out to other people secretly in North Korea, listening to the Lord's Hour and the prophecy. They love it. They love every time that the Lord giving me a word, they will listen to it in North Korea and share it with the other people, my brother and sister. And what an encouragement they will say to me that it was. But the government blocked our brothers and sisters in North Korea from listening to the Lord's Hour. And we have no contact now, okay? But we have a lot of brothers from South Korea that listen. They are brothers and sisters from China, Japan. We have a sister who also sent her support from Japan. She I haven't had contact with her for a while, but she faithfully was following the Lord's Hour, the prophecy, what the Lord was giving me. The Lord gave a testimony of the word he was giving me, the revelation, and she evangelized in Japan. She went from America to Japan. She speaks Japanese very well, and she went to evangelize in Japan, my brother and sister, okay? And I tell you, what a blessing to me, someone who's in the front line and who's doing the work of the Lord in Japan. Because she does three evangelism with my brother and sister, which is, you know, it's difficult, but she does it in Japan. Okay? Another sister from Russia. We do have family here in the U.S. from Russia that listen to the Lord's Hour. We have a sister from the practically the beginning of the Lord's Hour. She met my wife through Skype. She stayed in contact with us. She has a large family from Russia here, and they're Christian. And they've been following the Lord's Hour practically since 2012, my brothers and sisters. And so this other sister who contacted me from Russia, who been a listener of the Lord's Hour, at one time she was listening live, or several times, but one time she was telling me, because she was writing to me, I'm listening to the Lord's Hour live in Russia, Brother Elvie, when you came on the air. And I said, oh, wow, because remember, we got a different time. Okay, in a different country. And like when someone write to me from Africa, an example, in Africa, before I finished my program, it's about 3 a.m. over there. Brother, listening to me live at 1 and 2 a.m. in Africa. Right. And I said, brother, how can you do this? He said, because the program blesses me. And he needs to go to work the next day. You know, like, wow, that's incredible. So we have several family in Africa that stays up to listen live. Germany, our dear sister in Germany, who right from the beginning we started the program, Sister Sarah, she contacted me the other day. Brother Obi, you know, I still listen to you from Germany. You know, I'm one of your first listener of the Lord's Hour here in Germany. Okay? No, sister, I haven't forgotten about you, sister. You know, in We got family in Germany that faithfully listen, and they are blessed by God, my brother and sister. So, you know, God has united us in Spain. Don't want to forget France, all the different countries, okay? Their country that listened to us, Ireland, that I don't remember the name. I had a brother write me from one of those islands, which I cannot even pronounce. I don't remember the name. And he listened to my program. I'm like, okay, okay, brother, he tells me the name. Well, brothers and sisters, God has put us together. And I don't remember 300-400 nations. I don't remember their names, but it doesn't matter whether I remember or not. The thing is, we're brothers and sisters, okay? And a lot of them don't listen live, but they go back to the archive and they listen. You can see the numbers of people listening on the archive, the number always going up. From 2,000 or 3,000 people listening, even on the older message. Why do people keep going back to the archive to listen? Because God speaks to them. The Word of God doesn't get old. That's what people need to understand. The Word of God is ever new. Heaven is ever new. God is ever new. Jesus said, I make all things new. There's nothing old in God. And when you get that in your spirit, when you get that in your life, I understood that years ago. When you get in your spirit that in God, there's nothing old. He makes all things new. And you get that new, a word from. I remember someone says to me, brother, you know that back in the 1800s, there was a revival in New York City. I said, what? And I went and looked it up. I was researching this. You know that I found an audio of someone sharing about this revival. The anointing, my brother and sister, I got it in my spirit when I heard the audio. Something over 100 years old. The word of God doesn't get old. You need to understand. It doesn't get old. It's ever new. It's how we open our heart to receive what God has to say. And it blesses me so much. My brothers and sisters, hallelujah. And then I remember when the Lord took me to heaven, I met people in heaven, brothers that are so old that they served the Lord thousands of years ago. And their faith, their relationship with God is ever new in heaven. And you're going to meet them once you go to heaven. You're going to meet these people. And you're going to see them. And you're going to see that, hallelujah, nothing gets old in God. It's ever new in him. And their beauty of God, their knowledge of God is beautiful. Beautiful. They trust God. They love God. They didn't want it any other way. Everything they suffer for him in heaven, they rejoice. They're grateful. Remember the disciple in the book of Acts, after they learned of Jesus, when they were being beaten, they went back to the temple to worship God. They were being thankful for suffering for him. A lot of us are not at that level yet. Okay, we're not at the level where if you are being for the Lord, you go back and you get on your knees and you raise your hand and you worship him. My brother and sister. But when you get to that level, you will understand. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Anything you want to say, Brother Ben?
Yeah. Going back to those of us that are listening to our Lord, I just want to say that those of you who haven't moved and are in some kind of financial problems to move, the key thing is to stay and hunker down where you're at. Okay, if you haven't heard from the Lord telling you not to move or to the Holy Spirit, then stay right where you're at. Please get with your other family members that are within the local area or your city that you can probably join together as far as, you know, helping one another to provide, you know, the things that of shortage in your household that they might have, and to join up with them and to, you know, be ready, get prepared, you know, with some of the food supply, water, bottled water, or whatever that's needed, you know. Work with one another. It might be other, maybe with your church or your neighbors who are Christians. If you're, you know, if you don't have family around that you can work with, that can, you know.
Good advice. Brother.
Yeah. That
pray together.
Yeah, you can pray together too. You know, have a house church.
Yes, do your own little Bible study.
Yes, do your own Bible study. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Because the word of God is powerful, believe me.
We're going to have to do it ourselves to stay in communion.
Yes.
And stay focused on the Lord, do our own Bible study with our children, our family are here. We know that in the days to come, we're going to have to make every effort that my brother and sister, that we stay focused on the Lord.
Amen.
That we don't let the problem, the situation bring us down or depress us. Because it can. But greater is our God. And we know we're going home soon anyway. What is a few, I was telling Brother Ben early, Brother Ben, what is a few weeks and months of no power, no light, no heat, when we are actually just being tested? Yeah. And then, like me, I had to come back after I go home, after the Lord changes me, I go do revival. Then we go home to the wedding in heaven. Well, in the wedding in heaven, a year or two, I got to come down to the great tribulation to encourage people. A few times, the Lord's going to send me down, or more than a few times, to encourage people. That's my work. In the millennium, I got to come down and encourage people and help people and teach and do this here and there for 1,000 years practically. But what is that compared to an eternity with God? My brothers and sisters, nothing. The few days and months and years that we're going to do this here, that's nothing compared to having an eternity with God. God has taken me to eternity to show me how our life is going to be. Non-stop, endless, in years, in ages. My brother and sister, imagine 1 trillion years with God and eternity. Compare the days and years, even 1,000 years with 1 trillion years. Nothing. My brother and sister, nothing. You're going to have all eternity with God. There will be no more devil. Him and all the fallen Nephilim, they will be bound in the lake of fire for all eternity. They won't bother you and I anymore. They cannot bring confusion anymore because they're never getting out. But you will be with God for all eternity.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Try to compare anything with all eternity. Try. Just try in your mind, in your local thinking, in your regular mind. You can. You cannot compare, my brother and sister, 1,007 years of great tribulation that they're going to pass. And then you get all eternity with God. We're going to the wedding celebration. You're going to meet Jesus face to face. Okay? A lot of you will give him a hug. You will hear the word out of his mouth to your life.
Amen.
Okay? He will be your rabbi there, face to face, looking at you, teaching you. You don't need to blink in heaven looking at him. You will stare at him because the Lord showed me this. Show me the bride. Just, I saw my brothers and sisters, none of them blinking, just looking at Jesus. Stunned at his beauty and power. Okay? His grace is incredible. But, you know, my brother and sister, how can you compare that with anything you and I know? No. My brother, this is all temporarily. What we got to go through here is temporarily. But don't let the temporary steal your eternal blessing. No, your eternity with God, my brother and sister, it cannot be stolen from you. And if you made your decision to serve God, the decision that you have made is the best decision of your life that no one can take away from you. God has everything in his word promised to you and I that he's going to fulfill. No one can take away what he has for you. That's why the Bible says, who can separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus? Neither deep or the high or angel, fallen angel, principle, nothing can. So just stay focused on the Lord for the few days, weeks being, and he'll rapture you. He promised that he would. He promised he would come back. My brothers, I got so excited in heaven the other morning. Jesus spoke to me with such a loud, audible voice. He says, my son, your ministry is finished. I wanted to hear those words. You don't understand why. Because he told me a few months ago that my ministry was about to finish. My work was about to finish. A few months before that, remember I was with the wedding celebration in heaven and we got out of the wedding and Jesus was walking with me. And at that very moment, I wanted to tell Jesus that I wanted to stay in the wedding celebration already. I just wanted to stay up there. I didn't want to come down here no more. But he began to talk to me and explain. He said, look, my son, okay, I want you to go back down, give them my revelation to them, give them my word, and if they don't receive it, it's on them. But go and do this for me, he says. And of course, obedient, I know it's better than sacrifice. No one says no to him. Yes, Lord. I was not complaining. I listened to him. He showed me how much he cared for his people, how much he cared to bring people to his wedding. Okay, you'll be back. And I love it because he promised me, the Lord said, it's over for you, and then Father confirms it. Because I can only trust God in all this, my brother insisted. With my eternity, I have to trust only God because I want to be with him. This earth to me, especially how wicked it is, I don't want to be here a day more if possible. But if I'm here a few more days because of the Lord, it's okay. It's fine. Let his will be done. But my days are short. My days are few. They're few. I know this. He told me it's over for me. Now, he there said to me the other day, I had chosen you for the revival. And then he showed me that I will be with my family during the 3 days of darkness. He just showed my wife the 3 days of darkness because we've been saying it will be total darkness. And she just saw it. She was crying about it. Like, oh, my Lord. You know, but just like, you know, she's like my husband said, it's real. We're not telling story here. It's real. The experience is real. The voice of God, the message of God is real. My brothers and sisters, we're going to experience very short the judgment, the 3 days of darkness, power outages. Before we even heard about all this diesel mess and all that, well, to finish with my white dream, the revelation, she saw the power outages. She saw it. She was crying about it. She saw it. The power outages. Now, here's the other thing. Before we heard about diesel, the diesel mess coming up and all that, I remember telling you here, my brothers and sisters, about 3 months ago, the dream that I had where Brother Ben and I were outside, and we had all these people coming here in total darkness in our city, Asheville. We are in, I got to put this, because I know a lot of people wanted to know about where we are. Okay, and thank you, God. Well, to you, Lord, because he has to help us or we cannot do it. This is where we are, West Asheville, North Carolina. Okay, and we don't have the community yet, which the Lord is about to have us have the land and have us work with the building to get the community going. The community will be for those staying behind in the Great Tribulation. Not for us. We're going home. It's over for us. But there will be a group of people here who will be protected and kept during the Great Tribulation. God, the Lord told me, and this is why I'm not worrying about the land, the community, and all that, because Jesus said something to me that really shook me and gave me the understanding. This is what Jesus said to me, because I was getting all worked out about it months ago and years ago. Remember, Brother Ben?
Yeah.
We were all worked out about it. We want to do the will of God. Simply, that's what that is. And the Lord says to me, look, my son, this is the plan of God. And God is going to get this done. Okay? Don't worry about it, he says to me. Oh, man, he said that to me, standing right in front of me. So I'm not going to worry about it. So I don't want to know about the land. When he brings it, like when he makes it happen, let's say tomorrow, next week, or next month, amen to that. But I'm not going to worry about it. I don't even think about it anymore like I used to. I don't talk about it much about it either. Because he said this is the work of God, and God's going to get it done. Because he knows there will be a group of people that need to help, 5,000 people about, that needs the housing, that needs the, you know. He knows better than us what do we know, my brother and sister. And so when he showed me people coming over, we were, you know, binding the wound, helping them with whatever we can, Brother Ben and I, my wife and my children. But right there, it was a power outages in the whole city, And I said when I saw them, I don't know what's going to cause the power outages, but very soon we're going to have power outages here. I don't know what. Now we know what. Okay, here's the other thing. Soon as the earthquake in California happened, or the eastern tsunami also, you get the 3 days of darkness right away. I remember that when the eastern tsunami happened, the first time the Lord showed me the 3 days of darkness, immediately after that, the 3 days of darkness happens. What did Brother share with us last week? Hallelujah. Brother Estrada, in the dream he had, the eastern tsunami. The eastern tsunami is about to happen. Now, the question is, which happened first, the eastern tsunami or the earthquake in California? Well, when I had the experience about the earthquake in California was in December. December. What year? Only God knows the year. I thought it was 2 years ago. It was going to, because I saw it happening in December. And God gave me the warriors like Stephen Carey, Thompson, Green, I believe was the other one. I mean, like I saw the team of the warriors of California. And my brother and sister, for some reason, God showed me them and all that they would be like playing. But it was in December. And then a lot of other people, confirmation for judgment, they see judgment happening in December. Now, we believe it's this December. Now, for the eastern tsunami, I didn't know what month it was. But someone says to me, Brother, do you remember a brother you had on the Lord Tower who had a dream? I forget his name. That he had a dream, and only God knows. Remember, only God knows these things. But the dream he had years ago was that he saw an eastern tsunami come to the United States and a Black Friday. He says, because people were shopping. End of the year, Black Friday, people were shopping, like in the month of Thanksgiving, but Black Friday, they were shopping after the 23rd, or that weekend of the 23rd. And he saw the eastern tsunami coming in while people were doing all that shopping stuff and all that. He said, that the eastern tsunami is going to happen, and he says on November Thanksgiving weekend, he saw it on a Black Friday, is what he remembered. We got a Black Friday coming up when? Now again, no one knows the day and hour, but again, it's how he had his dream from the Lord. He said it was real. Brother Strada, when he had his dream, he it was close. It's close. He can tell you it was close. But this other brother, he said it was on the Black Friday. So God is giving people dreams and vision about these things, and they're looking at things that they can recognize, like he saw people shopping on the Black Friday. People were running for the special Black Friday when the eastern tsunami happened. That's very interesting. Don't you think it's very interesting the way God showed it to him? Years ago, and he shared it here on the Lord Tower. It's recorded on the archive, and the sister was telling me about this. I'm like, I forgot about that. I totally forgot until she mentioned it. I said, oh, wow. I mean, this is close. These judgments are close. But the earthquake in California, to me, it was hallelujah. It was on December. Earthquake in California was December. I share. It's still on the archive on the Lord Tower. We got a December coming up, and I believe it is this December. Now, I could be wrong, you know, but only God knows. But these things are closed. They're closed. They are closed. My brother and sister, we got to keep our eyes closed. Now, I'm telling you what he saw in his dream, what he shared. The Lord had not confirmed that to me yet about the Black Friday Eastern tsunami. He had not confirmed it. I have to be clear about that so I don't be misunderstand. Okay, because someone did say, I believe it was, but otherwise the earthquake in California happens in November. I said, no, if it happens in December. Okay? And yes, and Jesus warned about the earthquake 2 years ago. So we are about there, my brother and sister. Okay? And then after the judgment came the 3 days of darkness, but 3 days of darkness can... If we get this Black Friday, the Eastern Tsunami, they immediately, during that weekend, can come the 3 days of darkness right away. Because that's how I saw it. It was right after the judgment, after the Eastern Tsunami, that came the 3 days of darkness. And the dreams that God is showing people, sounds like it's about to happen. It's close. So that's very interesting now, how these events are going to unfold, my brother and sister. Okay? If the earthquake is in December, when in December, we don't know. It could be the first week. It could be the last week. And then, but if we get the Eastern Tsunami before December, I believe we can be in the middle of a mess, with a bigger mess going on, my brother and sister. So we just got to trust the Lord and seek the Lord and know that the Lord is our helper, the Lord is our protector, the Lord is our keeper. We're going to play in a few minutes, Brother Dan and Sister Barbara, then Sister Shirley, then the other brother, you know, remember his name? Who's going to share the revelation from the Lord. You're going to hear this brother talking about what God showed him for December, the winter of this December, that God revealed to him in regard to the bitter winter of this December. And I believe he talks about power outages too.
Yes. I believe it's Brother Zachary. They call him Brother Zach. I'm not sure of his YouTube name.
Okay.
But, yeah, he was the one that's giving the revelation about this December with, light, you know, rolling blackouts.
Yeah. And thank you for that because, yeah, Babylon says in an hour she destroyed. Mm. Yeah, Babylon the Great. So which is it's this nation and many nations combined, my brother and sister. The distraction is coming. Now, there was another young sister earlier we were listening to. She had a dream of Russia invading this country. I believe she's Russians. But she had a clear dream. She lives in America. And she was talking about the outpouring gaze, the name of his brother.
Yes, that's confirmation.
Yes.
Brother Joseph.
So her dream, she saw them bombing this country, the Russians. Now, Brother Benedetto knows more. He's a former CIA. He said that Russia had used less than 5% of the weapon in this fire in Ukraine. They had not even used the better weapons. And then they got better and better and better than that. The Lord showed me with what they have, the world cannot stop them. Okay, they have not used none of that yet. It's all being kept secret, and they have endless supplies of that, my brother and sister. In one speech, President Putin said that they can destroy this earth 5.5 times over with what they have with nuclear weapons. In reality, they do. For some reason, God have allowed them to acquire that knowledge to be able to make these weapons. So, yes, it's called December Light Out. That's what it's called. And we're going to play his audio in a few. Sister Barbara and Sister Shirley are going to be first, my brother and sister. But I tell you, the most important thing is that we get right with the Lord. We continue to repent. We continue to seek the Lord, my brother and sisters. Yes, the bomb in Poland, to me, that's a setup. We'll see what happens after that. But I believe they're being set up because there are hundreds of thousands of soldiers arriving in Poland. Had been arriving in Poland for months now, and now hundreds of thousands from the U.S. People on YouTube and putting the video of plane, cargo plane, arriving in Poland, and so much getting ready to join Ukraine, but they need an excuse to join Ukraine. See, they don't want to just join them. They want to create some kind of trouble to do so, and so we know all that. But we already know the outcome. We, you know, Russia, China, Secret 38, 39, we know what's coming. The point here is how many people can be saved in all this. Lead us in prayer, Brother Ben, before we go and play this audio, Brother Ben. I thank Brother Ben for coming on tonight and the information he has shared, the information for the page that you can go ahead and look it up. Sister Carla, God willing, will be on tomorrow, and I will play this audio. We'll be back on Sunday, my brother and sister, and share what the Lord wants us to share. God willing, if we're able.
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, please have us prepared for what is coming.
Yes.
Increase our faith and strength in you.
Amen.
For your joy is our strength, O Lord.
Yes.
Lead us, guide us, protect us, and provide anything that we need for what is coming. In Jesus' name we pray and believe. Amen.
Amen. Help us in obedience, but Father, give us a strength in the name of the Lord. Help us. Help us, send your angel warriors, send your archangels. Help us open our eyes and understanding to be obedient to you, to your word in the last day, and commit our life as you want. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Okay, we go. Glad to be here on God Healer 7. Today is Sunday, November 13th, 2022. I'm here with Barbara. Say, Barbara. Say hello, Barbara.
Hey, guys. We're back again. We love you guys.
All right, so which is weird is I got the prophecy, and so Barbara is going to read the scripture. And before we get started, and Barbara knows this, and occasionally we get some questions like, how do you hear, how do you get these? Is it sound like words? Is it, you know, this and that? So, and I think, Barbara, you could answer what you get, but occasionally, and this is really, really strange, and I might have said this on another video, but what happens is I'll be awake, laying in bed with my eyes closed, and all of a sudden, you know, when you have your eyes closed like I do right now, it's dark, obviously, but I'll see white clouds, okay, and they'll be swirling clockwise, okay, and then a few minutes later, that's when I heard it, and that's what happened.
Yes, and I get that.
Do you
exactly
get that?
What you get when I'm getting a vision.
Oh, sometimes, I mean, I probably haven't got a vision in a year or two. And I don't know the last time I got. It's probably been 3 or 4 weeks since I got a prophecy. I think being sick, you know.
That's it. And then on medication, that's another thing that will block you from getting prophecy messages. I know that from me.
Right. So, again, so before I got this word, I didn't even ask him. He came right straight out. We had a conversation, you know, and I don't have many conversations. So I just want to tell you a couple of things he said. He told me what's going on with me is supernatural as far as me being sick. It has
spiritual battle, yes.
It's a spiritual battle. How it's going
to
end
up.
To
stop you, that's what it is to stop you, to stop me.
Right. How it's going to end up, I don't know. He didn't seem that that was important. What was more important was that we do our job and we do what we're doing. That was the focus of what he said. So since
yes, that's
he
why I told the Lord, I said, I don't care what happens, as long as I can speak, I will continue to do the word, no matter, even if I'm upside down in the hospital and all, in whatever, I'm doing it.
And I've seen you in almost that shape doing that.
I know, and I still got a prophecy, remember?
Yes, and then I brought up Vladimir Putin, because I just brought up the name, and I said, you gave me a prophecy, and you said he was going to be of the terror nations. And you know what he said?
Yes.
Isn't he? I said,
yes.
And I said, I just expected that he was going to start a nuclear war or something. And he basically said, I didn't say that. All I said is he was going to be of the terror of nations. Is he
yes,
the terror of nations?
Terror nations. You threaten them with something like that.
Well,
and I got the Holy Spirit all over me.
He has nations all throughout Europe and running around and looking for fuel and looking to increase their military spending. So he is the terror of nations. But let's get back going on what we're supposed to do here. So I'm going to let you read the scripture, and then I'm going to read the prophecy. Would you call this one a humdinger?
Well, since you didn't get one in a long time, I was really, really surprised, and yes, I do.
Okay, go on. You got the scripture.
Okay, so I'm in King James Version Bible, my grandpa's Bible, 1 Chronicles, 29, verse 11. sign, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Wow, I got the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let me see if there's any. Let me do one more.
No, sure, go.
Both riches and honor come of thee, and you reignest over all. And in time, hand is power and might, and in thine hand is it to make great and to give strength unto all. Okay, that's as far as I'm going to go.
And you'll see how that scripture really goes with this prophecy, right? You agree, Barbara?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I was just thinking about the first time I got a prophecy, and it was in the morning, and we were sleeping. And I said to you, what did you say?
Yeah, and I remember
like,
that.
What? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. I do remember
I said,
that.
Is that you? You go to sleep. I said, can't you?
I just figured you were dreaming.
Yeah, go to sleep. I have to go to work.
Yeah, it was
and then
early.
I was repeating it, and it was the prophecy. My hair stood up.
All right, so let me get going here. Judgment comes quickly to the unawakened. That's how it started, and I heard that a number of times, so you know how that works when you hear that repeated over and over. All shall be held accountable for their transgressions against me. The face of nations shall change in the twinkling of an eye. Does death not open the eyes of the unbelievers? That gave me the Holy Ghost.
Yes, I got the chills from my head to my foot.
What began with darkness shall end with light, for it is I who am the light of the world. Truth shall not be held hostage to deceit and treachery. I shall put my words in your mouth. Heavenly events shall appear suddenly, and all shall tremble with my power and majesty. Hearts shall grow faint. The skies shall open, and I shall stand before you in all my glory. I mean, I got goosebumps from head to foot here.
Awesome.
Does this day not come quickly? Let thy spirit bear witness to these words this day. Amen. Whoa.
Well, yes. Bear witness, because I got the Holy Spirit all over me. That's what I usually say. That's the Holy Spirit bearing witness to what is being spoken.
All right, so before we forget, you're going to do your proclamation of the day.
Yes, I have to proclaim something.
Go
now,
for
I started proclaiming this on September 24th, 2022. I'm proclaiming the day of vengeance of our Lord is at hand. Look around. Yes, you can see all the signs. It is.
Okay, this one part of this prophecy, and I think it's going to get a lot of comments on it, because this, I never got anything like this, and I don't know what it means. In case, I know we're going to ask, what does it mean? Heavenly events shall appear suddenly? Wow.
Yes, I think I have two of them.
Saying heavenly events?
Yes.
Wow.
In the heavens, you are going to see things.
Amazing.
Supernatural things, I think mine says.
Yeah, well, that made my hair stand up.
Yes, and my hair is standing up right now just repeating it, because when I got it, I was like, what could we be seeing in the heavens?
Yeah.
But it says, look at the sun, the moon, and the stars, and everything else.
Right. So
I wanted to go in the other direction. We're hearing things about UFOs and all this kind of stuff, aliens and fallen angels. You don't know what this is.
No, I have no idea what this is. I didn't even ask. I just speak what I'm told. But I want to take a minute now before we get off track anymore, and to thank everybody for all the transcripts and support we get from everyone. And I want you to know you make a difference in this ministry, and your support allows us to help others. And I don't know if you ever heard from our buddy in Romania.
No, I didn't hear from them yet, but I want to say thank you for the lovely Thanksgiving cards from Jill, we got one from Dean, and they're beautiful. Thank you so much.
Yes, and
I didn't hear from Ivo. I know that last time I talked to him, they were actually warring there.
Right.
So I don't, as he said, it took a month for him to be able to get to the bank and whatever was happening.
Right. Well,
I'm just concerned. Not sick or hurt.
Right, that's what I was saying. I hope he's not sick. And we do read all your comments, and we appreciate your input, and we try to get back to you, and we do. If we don't answer everyone, it's not when you ask for prayer. It's just that sometimes when we read it, we're just so overwhelmed. We can't answer every comment sometimes, but we do ask for prayer. So I think that's really important.
Yes, and there might be sometimes 200 comments on there, or 400 even.
Yeah, sometimes there's more. So sometimes we just get overwhelmed. So don't think we're, don't get offended that we're forgetting you or, we're not reading these. We are.
Yes, if we don't comment,
yes,
that's it.
Exactly. We try to get to everyone, but sometimes we just get overwhelmed and then this life gets in the way and we just don't get back to it. But we do pray for you and your situation. Is there anything else you want to add?
I want to tell everybody to make sure they're still subscribed to the YouTube channel and hit the notification button. People are being unsubscribed. It's not us. And again, share on Facebook because they aren't.
Yes, and I think this is an important prophecy, and I personally would appreciate it if you share this one around because I got the sense in my spirit that this is very important, what I got, because I don't get a lot of them. And,
No, and what I do normally is I put them in, I'm in several of end-time groups, and I usually post them to the groups, too.
Great. All right, you want to add anything before we sign off?
I think we covered everything. Did we need prayer for anybody?
Oh, why don't you say your prayer before we
Oh, yes. To bless me, indeed. I know everybody likes that one.
Yeah, I like that one.
The prayer of Jabez. Father, Father in heaven, in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, bless me indeed. Expand my territory. Keep evil and the devil away from me and my family. And please don't ever let me cause anyone harm or pain. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Dear Lord, please pour out a blessing on all of your friends on the YouTube channel and Facebook. We've got a lot of new people. Welcome. Pour out a blessing on them. Pour out a spiritual blessing on everyone waiting for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Pour out a blessing on their health, a blessing on their family, a blessing on their marriage, and most importantly to me, a blessing on the children, all the children. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray.
Amen. And I just want to thank everybody for your concern about my health. And,
We are, Heather.
Well, it's in his hands. This is a spiritual battle, and if I'm going to get better, it's going to be his will, and it's not going to be any doctors or medicine or anything else. That's what I heard. So that's what's going on. But I appreciate the prayers and the comments, and I'm going to sign off before we get too long because I have to try to upload this, okay?
Yes, God bless you all, and be safe. We love you guys.
Shalom.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me once again on my YouTube and Rumble channels. Today is November the 14th of 2022, and I'd like to share with you another word from the Lord today. I hope you are all doing well, that you are encouraged in the Lord, and that you are excited about what the Lord has in store for you in these days. For those of you who are new to my channel, please take a minute to subscribe and to click the notification bell for notification of further videos. Once again, I thank those of you who are leaving comments on my videos and assuring me that these words are blessing your lives. I thank you all for your prayers and support by continuing to follow these videos. The word I'd like to share with you today is an exciting one for those who have an intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord has been speaking about His coming, that He is coming sooner than we think. And as His word says, at a time when we aren't expecting it. And though this word is encouraging for those who are ready, for those who may be listening, who have not given themselves completely to the Lord, those who do not spend time with the Lord in prayer, and they do not have an intimate relationship with the Lord, this word comes as a warning, but also as an encouragement that the Lord is giving a short window of time yet for those who haven't fully connected with Him to make a change and to put the effort in that is needed to come into right relationship with Him. We know the Lord has been doing a work in the hearts of His people and in people everywhere. He has given out His invitation to come and to receive what He has to offer. And the ears of many have been hearing this call. This word today, once again, expresses the Lord's heart to sup with us, to change us, to transform us, and to prepare us for His return. I hope this word today will bless all who hear it. It is titled, The In-Gathering. I'll begin by reading scripture. Matthew 24, verse 31. And He will send out His angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather His elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. This scripture verse speaks of a great ingathering of those who belong to the Lord. In the Bible, this ingathering is referred to as the harvest. Matthew 7, verses 13 through 14. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide, and the way is easy that leads to destruction. And those who enter by it are many, for the gate is narrow, and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. This passage of Scripture refers to the way that we come into right relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. It tells us the gate to this way is very narrow, and not many find it, because there is an easier way with a wider gate. However, that way leads to destruction. I'll begin reading this word. The nations are being gathered from every corner of the earth, says the Lord. They are streaming into Zion, to the holy place, to worship the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The winds of the Spirit are gathering them in, and they are being carried on the breeze. I have released the heavenly hosts into the earth to gather in the harvest. The nets are being filled and hauled in, for the ingathering of the peoples has begun. From the north, south, east, and west, all the elect of the earth are being gathered in, and soon the King will come to receive His own unto Himself. The wedding feast has been prepared, and those who come to partake and eat and drink of the table prepared for them are being transformed into the likeness of the Son, and are being made ready to receive their King. They are being joined with the Bridegroom and being made one with Him. Many are they who cannot enter in, for they are without the oil of the Holy Spirit, and though they confess to know the Father with their mouths, their hearts are far from Me, says the Lord, and their lamps are empty. The invitation has gone out throughout the whole earth, and only those who hear My voice are coming. For those who hear the shepherd's voice are His sheep. Those who enter are entering through the narrow way. Many have tried to enter by the wide road, and they are unable, for this road leads to destruction, and many have been deceived by this way. This is a warning to those who find they are on the wide road and have wandered far away. Repent, turn around, and run back to find the narrow way, for the time is short, and soon the doors to the wedding feast will be closed. Make every effort to enter in through the narrow way, for this is the only way that leads to life. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God and seek his face, for the judgment will come swiftly upon those who are left outside. It will be as in the days of Noah, when the people filled with unbelief were caught unaware. The doors to the ark were closed, and the floods came and washed them all away. Follow the less traveled path, says the Lord, and you will gain the prize that waits at the end for those who faithfully endure. The reins of righteousness are falling, and a righteous standard is being raised up throughout the land. The waters of holiness are rising and washing away impurities in the lives of those who receive them. Continue to bathe in the waters, continue to soak in them, and let them do their work. For a great separation is coming, and soon the righteousness of God shall rise up and shine forth from within those who receive the cleansing work of the waters. Your king will come, and with him are rewards for those who obey his voice, for those who have longed for his coming, for those who long for the salvation of God to come to the nations. I am the light of the world, and I have come to shine the light into the darkness. I have chosen you to carry my light into places of darkness. As you enter these places, the darkness will be pushed back by the light that shines forth from you. You may not see this light in yourself, but those who walk in darkness will see the light. The light will increase as you take on the image of Christ, as you receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit, as you draw near to the Lord and let go of the things of this life to follow him. Seek first the kingdom of God, and everything you need will be provided, says the Lord. I want to change you, to take you out of darkness and bring you into the light and life of the sun. In this place you will walk without stumbling, for the concerns of the present life will not have a hold on you. You will walk and not faint, for you will be carried on the wing as the eagle. Let me take you up where you will see all things as I see them, says the Lord. The eyes of your understanding will be opened, and you will perceive the things of the Spirit. Come away with me. Let me take you higher. Do not look to man. Do not lean on the wisdom of man. But look to your heavenly Father, for he desires that you enter into the fullness of the Son, that you take on his character and his likeness, that you be transformed into his image. All creation yearns for the revelation of the sons of God, for the righteousness of the Son of God to shine forth through those who are chosen of him. And this is the time, my beloved, says the Lord. Seek me, draw near to me, sit at my feet and learn of me, and allow me to turn your mourning into dancing by the transforming power of my Spirit. Bring your cares to me, your burdens, those things that bring you down, and I will lift you up. I see your affliction, and I long to pull you up out of the miry clay and put your feet upon the rock. I have a plan for you. I have a work for you, but you must anchor into me, your rock, so that nothing will be able to hold you back from accomplishing that which I have prepared for you to do, says the Lord. This word today is an expression of God's heart for the people he created. His desire is that none would perish. He has made a way for each one to enter into the fullness of his spirit, to be made ready for the coming of the Lord. But in order to qualify, we need to go through that narrow way, which is through the cross of Christ, repenting of our sins, turning from our wicked ways, allowing the Holy Spirit to cleanse us and to heal us and to bring us into right relationship with the Lord. This word today speaks of the gathering in of the elect of Christ from all the corners of the earth. The Lord has called us into his wedding feast, to the banqueting table set before us, where we sup with the Lord and receive the transforming work of the Holy Spirit, because a separation is coming soon between the righteous and the unholy. And though there is a window of time to make things right with the Lord, that time is very short, and God's judgment will come swiftly, catching many off guard who have wandered in a wrong direction. This word today is an invitation to all of us to come and receive the cleansing work of the Holy Spirit. May we have ears to hear the voice of the bridegroom calling us, and may we obey his voice. May we seek the kingdom of God over all things. May we take time with the Lord, sitting in his presence, reading his word, getting to know him intimately, trusting him alone to lift us up and establish us firmly upon the rock of Christ. I hope this word today will encourage you to draw nearer to the Lord, to make him a priority in your life, the center of all that you do. May we all be sensitive to God's call to come away with him, to be transformed by the power of his Spirit. May you be blessed and encouraged in this day. Thank you for listening. And I look forward to connecting with you in the next video. Have a great afternoon, and we'll talk to you again. Bye for now.
Hey, everybody. It looks like we are live. There we go. Sometimes the light just looks so dim. man, let me see. Should I keep it here? Let's go. I'll keep it there. So, hey, everybody, I know that this is so short minute and not prepared for many people, so I don't expect too many people to jump in here tonight. This week, and even last week, the Lord was giving me a prophecy, and in receiving this prophecy, hey, everybody, he gave it to me in pieces, and he finished it this week. This prophecy began over a couple of weeks ago, and in this prophecy, I was speaking to somebody, and as far as what I was praying about and seeking the Lord about was things to come in the months. I wasn't seeking anything specific. I wasn't seeking anything interesting. I was just seeking the Lord on what's coming in these next months. What is a month that I should be looking for? In that time when I was seeking the Lord on, like, what is a month that I should be looking for, I saw the month of December clearly in an open-eyed vision on the phone. And when I saw that,
I received it, and I knew it wasn't good. I knew whatever it was not good. It wasn't a yay December thing. It was a oh boy. And I didn't have any revelation after that. So a couple of days, maybe 4 or 5 days go by, and I'm seeking the Lord. Of course, I'm still doing the usual, guys. Welcome, everybody. How y'all doing? And around that fourth or fifth day, I don't know where I was, but I was speaking to the Lord, and I was talking to him. And he showed me a vision of a lights-out scenario in December. And he showed me a whole, like, city. And I saw that the finger of God would flicked it down, and it went switched off. The whole power just switched with a flick. And I saw this open-eyed in the bathroom, and I was seeking the Lord, like, did I really just see what I think I saw, Lord? And I was like, Father God, I'm seeking you on your confirmations and counsel, you know, testing the spirit. And he showed me three times. He showed me three times. And the second time, it seemed to be better than the first time of what he was revealing to me. And so this is where this is about to begin. Within about 2 weeks, I got the month of December, once again, and then days after that, the Lord showed me a lights out. Recently this week, God brought it back to my attention. Hey, I sent you a vision of a lights out scenario in December. Seek me on it. And so I did, because I wasn't keeping up with that. Because I didn't know what to do about it. I just understood it, but I didn't know what to go about it. So he took me further deeper there. So this week is what he finalized it. So this is just a puzzle piece. When I say that he finalized his prophecy, is he gave me the whole piece, not the story. Understand? He gave me the whole piece that he was wanting to give me, not the whole story. So I still have a puzzle piece. Yet, even though I have a puzzle piece, it's completed. Okay? That's what I'm coming to present to you. I wasn't expecting to do this week. After receiving this prophecy, I instantly knew I needed to get this out. This wasn't for Sunday. This is to get this out now. So, appreciate everyone being here for the live. I know many people this wasn't a huge notice. This was like within 2 hours. Here you guys go. So I know many people won't see this. And that's totally fine. I'm just following the Lord on this. But those who are here and those who will see this later, if you have questions about this prophecy, you can ask me, but I ask that everyone seek the Lord first on everything. If you have revelations to give about this, of course, share it. And yeah, so then went in with the chat. How y'all doing there? What's up, family? Good to see you all in here. How you doing, Ben Flores? I haven't seen you in a while. Hey, Thomas. Good to see you in here finally and alive. It's been a long time. Hey, Tiffany. Hey, everybody. So what the Lord gave me, this was actually, he completed this prophecy on the 4th. That was about 2 days ago. As I was receiving this, I was just spending my normal time with the Lord. Once again, I wasn't seeking him about this. As I'm spending time with God, he brought me my attention here. So he brought my attention back to December, and he brought my attention back to where I saw it was, the interesting thing was the power went out even in the forestry area of neighborhoods. I wasn't just seeing city areas. It was like I was seeing homes between forests and the power would go out. And when I saw God's finger, his pointer finger, just his finger down, and the whole power went off like a switch. From there, God begins to talk to me, okay? And so I go ahead and approach the Lord. I'm like, Lord, you showed me December and about this whole power outage by a switch of your finger. I said, as I was seeking him, the Lord was starting to show me a vision, and he started to speak to me, okay? How you doing from Austin, Texas? Good to see you here. Welcome. He started showing me that this power outage was because of a cold, a very, very hard cold. And then he showed me, because I was seeing a vision of a neighborhood, and I'm going to get more into this neighborhood I was seeing because the details of this neighborhood are very important, but I'm going to start and just give this now and then go further back into it. The Lord was revealing to me is that this cold that is going to come, there's going to be specific areas. This will not be all over America. Once again, this will not be all over America. Understand that. Based on what I saw that this cold was sweeping over so much of the West Coast, the Northern West Coast, and the Northern Midwest. It hit Washington State for sure. It seemed to skip a state and then hit another state. Skip another state and hit another state. And this seemed to go all the way into Ohio. It seemed to only cover the main Northern West and Midwest cities. Okay. It did not go down to Arizona. It was not hitting Texas. It wasn't hitting Southern California. It wasn't hitting New Mexico, those locations. It was not touching there. Yet places like Colorado, Washington State, Nebraska, maybe Wyoming. You see how I just named those states and how they were scattered? This is how I saw on a map God was revealing to me that when this cold comes, it's not going to sweep every state, but it's going to penetrate certain ones. It's going to penetrate certain states. I mean, certain states are about to get this hit so hard. Okay, and I'm not so fully sure. Well, now I know. God just said it to me. Cool. I got it. I know why it's going to be selective states, and I'm about to get into that. So after this cold, I'm watching this. I begin to ask God in the vision, why is the technology operating the way it is? Why are certain things being shut down and certain cities not? Because it makes no sense. Cold weather doesn't skip states. Right? A cold storm hits everything. But I saw states skipped as far as power outages. And I'm not saying the whole state was. I was seeing states highlighted. I was seeing states highlighted where power outages were happening. Was I revealed that this was the whole entire state out of power? That was not revealed to me. But I did see certain states that were skipped highlighted. Now, what God was revealing to me is why they were skipped, even though the storm was hitting every state in that region. It's because the technology was speaking to technology, okay? The Holy Spirit had me see this and understand this. He said it this way. He said, my notes say that, he said, because of the cold and technology speaking to technology, the Holy Spirit was letting me know that operation systems will fail. He said the operation systems of the power will fail, and other operation systems will have to cover that system. Understand? And then he said this will cause power to be lost elsewhere, because this AI of our power grid is going to have to cover other things. That means other power is going to be lost out, and that's not going to cover that. You see what I'm saying? And the domino effect happens. So the Holy Spirit is revealing to me that's why certain states seem to be skipped of this penetrating power outage, of this freeze, okay? Now, going on, the Lord, after sharing that with me, I took a second in the vision and just tried to soak everything in, because it was so raw what God was showing me. After God spoke this to me, because I didn't see the great freeze yet, I was only seeing cold weather and a very bad response to it. I asked the Lord, what is the cause of this? Because I knew that this cold weather could not be the case. This cold weather a cold weather like this doesn't cause this. It doesn't. I've traveled a lot and I've seen weather in different states and even different countries. That doesn't work that way, right? So the Lord was showing me is that I see God say a freeze, a dry cold is what's coming. I hear the Lord say a freeze, a dry cold. And when he said dry, I also knew he meant bitter. I knew he meant dry, bitter, cold. And I understood as I was listening to the Lord, after he said dry, bitter, cold, I instantly heard like a, you know, the sound of a ice cold blowing wind. And then when the cold air starts to hit metal and wood, it starts to crack, that crackling from the cold increasing and expanding. I began to hear that after God said that. I heard it so clearly. I said, I hear the crackling of ice. And then I see cities. I see many cities in lockdown by ice, not by government. The cities were in lockdown by ICE, not by government. Now, what I mean by this, it was not because the government locked down the cities. The cities were stalled out just because of weather. It wasn't like there was an alarm saying, everyone stay in your homes, don't come out. No, that people didn't come out because of the cold weather that locked them down. Now, once again, this is not in every state. This is not all over America. This was in the northern west, Midwest, that whole section from the Washington state all the way to Ohio. There's about two layers of states that were peppered. Some states were skipped that were in power outages, okay? So remember the region I'm talking. Now, other regions that seem to be affected, certain regions on the East Coast were affected. Like I believe I saw North Carolina. I believe some northern regions like New York, Virginia, these places will be affected up there in the northern region. But the East Coast was not nearly as vulnerable as the mid-northern West Coast. It was only a few states I saw highlighted, okay? Once again, the power grid is really influencing all of this, this AI. Hey, everybody, good to see you in here. Welcome, welcome. Yes. Thank you all for joining in here today. Yes, I know I'm live. It's not really scheduled, but just doing what the Lord showed me. To continue, so I said it was locked down by ICE, not by government. Once again, I kept hearing this as God started to show the vision to me. Bitter winter, dry cold. It was like this was the reoccurring thing over and over and over. Bitter winter, dry cold. I kept hearing it. I kept sensing it. It was... Those who have the gift of visions, and many of those who are seers, you can, when you're in visions many times, and those who are just in that meditation space with God, you can sometimes sense and feel like you're actually there. And as the vision was opening to me, I could feel the air on my skin. It was like having sandpaper rub against you. I felt, I could hear the dry air coming out of people's mouths and understanding they were doing this. They were doing that. They were trying to get warmth in their body. I understand it was random because there's people randomly walking around, yet there's not many people walking around. And in this vision, it was very peculiar to me. I would see a woman, and she was layered. She had the gloves on, mittens. She had a hat on. She had a scarf. She had long hair. She had about two layers of clothes. And she was walking in the street, and I could feel the dry air coming out of her mouth, and there was no moisture. It was such a dry, bitter cold. It's like it didn't hurt, but man, the cold made you agitated. The cold made you agitated. It was like this cold, it's like it's cutting into me, but it's drying me out so hard. The bad thing was it wasn't just the cold air, it was the drying out of it, okay? So I'm seeing this, and I keep hearing the Lord say, bitter winter. I also hear the Lord say, extravagant winds that will be so cold. I then see, I'm going to go back into the neighborhood vision where I saw that woman because there's more and the people walking. But God took me to another vision where I was looking at, once again, the northern west coast, and I was looking like lanes of states. If you were to look at the states sideways and just kind of stand and look at the west coast, you could find like there's lanes, there's three lanes of states. As I was looking in that direction of the West Coast, there was three lanes of these cones of air, like these tubes of air. And God was showing me there's going to be straight line winds that are going to blow extremely hard through states. This is going to be straight line winds through states. And it's going to blow so very hard from the northern West Coast, the Midwest Coast, and even a little bit lower. It's going to be so strong. These winds are about to be extremely strong. And I understood they're carrying such cold air that's going to blast these states with dry, cold air. It's like having someone, it's like putting a vacuum on the opposite way and blowing it in a cone shape through multiple states in a straight line through Washington, North Dakota, all those states in a line. You can do that. So that's what I was seeing to give you guys an understanding. And so God was showing me extravagant winds of cold air that were going to come through multiple states. And they were going to just, it was like there was nothing that could stop them. And they all came from the West Coast. As God showed me that, the Lord is showing me they're going to blow multiple straight lines of cold air over the lands. As God was showing me this, I was getting really in a little despair because I'm like, Lord, this cold air is not, there's no way, based off what I'm seeing, that it's not going to be some heavy casualties from this. And the Lord showed me, after showing me these straight line winds, because these winds would overtake the power. Understand what I'm saying? I know we had Hurricane Ian, and that supposedly topped 230-something miles an hour. They had to upgrade it to a hyper hurricane or something. They had to upgrade hurricanes. We had that for – that's never happened, despite whatever governmental influences were on that. That has never happened. God is showing me that these straight line winds that are going to blast over the West Coast is going to overtake power. Power won't be able to withstand the force of this cold, dry air and the winds behind it. The poles, they're not durable enough. Joe Biden, because the Holy Spirit is telling me this, Joe Biden had no care for the nation of any resilience to any type of natural disaster. Joe Biden has left it for defeat. And so they are allowing these things to take place on purpose. Okay? That's why some of these infrastructures of energy are going to fail, guys. We brag about our military and our technology, but we don't understand. They're very selective on how they advance our technology and lifestyle on purpose. They're extremely selective. And I'll leave that there because that gets really deep. But to go on, okay, the Lord showed me, because I was like, man, there's what's going to happen, God? Because this is looking real bad, okay? As I kept, after seeing this vision, I closed my eyes. And I just felt led to close my eyes, and then the Lord showed me. I saw Christians in their home, and it was like they had a fireplace with no fireplace. I saw Christians at their home, and they were in peace. They weren't worried. They were in peace, and they had warmth. It was the presence of God seemed to just be there. That either something happens where they're supernaturally, their power is kept on, somehow their heat can keep going. But God is about to do miracles in that month for this situation, okay? There's going to be miracles done. God is about to really do that. He doesn't share prophetic things without himself being revealed in the prophetic event. Remember, this is all because God wants to be shown. So when I was closing my eyes after seeing these straight line winds, I began to see darkness. And as I was looking at darkness, God started to show me homes in my vision, people in their living room, Christians who were on their knees, just sitting there praying, and they were in peace. But God was sent, I was feeling in the vision warmth in each of these Christian homes. Now, understand what I'm saying. These states who get touched by this power outage is going to be selective. It's not going to be the whole state. It's not going to be the whole city. Areas will be touched. There will be urban homes that will lose power, but it will not be everyone. Understand what I'm saying, okay? I'm making this prophecy very clear for a reason. I don't want people to panic and say, oh, my, no. No, understand what I'm saying. Prepare. This is all preparation. To continue, so as I see this, the warmth in these homes, and I saw it was many homes in my vision. It was all black, and then I just started seeing people in their homes, and they were in warmth. It was many of them. And after I saw that, which gave me peace and gave me an answer, because I was so like, man, this is crazy. I hear the Lord say, grace be unto you. After me seeing this, after seeing the vision, he said, grace be unto you. And that's all he said, which is very, very, that's our Lord. That's our Lord and Savior, man. So after seeing this, the Lord then showed me hunker down. He showed me after this hunker down. And he showed me a big, huge, massive anchor. This anchor was, there's no way a human could, this thing was like hundreds of feet tall. And he was showing me, let your anchor be sunk in the ground. He said, brace yourself, okay? Keep your anchor. My word stands still. It still stands, okay? This was a thing he was really urging me to tell you guys, is to keep your anchor down, hunkered. Understand the word of God. Understand that miracles happen. Understand the grace of the Lord. You understand? And got me a cup of coffee, y'all. You already know about me. Don't tell nobody, right? But anyways, he was saying stay and hunker down and be still in the word. God was saying to me, my word is still above all of this. And those who hearken, those who bow down to my word, those who yield to my word, those who seek my word are going to see my word manifest. I'm telling you, God's going to keep power on for people. You may not even know God's doing it because you'll be stuck in your home. And you'll think everyone else has power when no one else does. And you'll be stuck in your house with power not knowing God is doing this. I actually encountered something this summer where God showed me, I'm going to keep your power on. Well, I heard a lot of power outages were happening. This stuff happens all the time. God owns weather. No matter, even if government's messing with it, God still owns it. So, there's more. As I got out of that vision of seeing the anchor, I hear the Lord say, go back and look into the vision. And then as I go back and look into the vision, I see this woman that I just described before. She had a hat, scarf. She was really layered. Like you would think she was layered for freezing weather, even if she had the mittens. But yet, as she walked, she seemed to walk aimlessly. As I'm watching, because, okay, here's a scenario. I'm in a neighborhood, and this neighborhood has to be maybe, let's say it's one of those old neighborhoods where we're all on the side of the roads. You have the one-story homes. Right. And you have the big trees that have been there since 1950s that have grown since then. And they're just kind of just growing. All right. That and there's that old narrow two way lane street that you can go in and out of this neighborhood. It's one of those old type of neighborhoods. OK, kind of giving the picture. Everyone has their cars in the driveways. There's vegetation. Once again, just one of those old one story type of homes. Right. So I'm standing, and if I'm literally there, guys. I'm standing in the middle of the street, and I'm in the perfect view to view everything. And as I'm viewing everything, that woman walks past me, and God has me hear her breath and how she's breathing in and out. And it was the most driest air ever. I don't know how she was. I was wondering about her lungs could not have been well from breathing that dry air without lubrication. I understood she was walking aimlessly. It wasn't like she was trying to go home or she was trying to go anywhere. It was more like, what has just happened? This was her face. What has just happened? And when I looked at her and I watched, I'm like, I'm not understanding something here. There's something missing. This ice wave seemed to come so fast. This ice wave comes so fast off the West Coast. It seems to come up from Canada down. It seems to be a swooping from Northwest Canada, and it swoops down the Pacific, and it just kind of makes a beeline straight east from the West Coast, covering those states. And it happens so fast. It's because these straight lines winds carry all this cold air so quickly. So then, as I'm watching her, and she has nowhere to go, as I see she walks past me, I let her walk past me. I don't really pay attention to her. I take a more focus on the scenery, which is my importance that God has given me. And I see cars, new cars, nice cars, speed cars, frozen. I see the telephone poles and the power lines. There's cylinders of ice. There's no way it's working. All the trees are covered in ice. Of course, there's snow, but there's so much more ice than snow. I don't know if this is from layered waves. It seems like it was. It seems like this image and vision I was in at what stage of this storm, there had already been multiple waves of ice and snow. And it came one after another so fast that the power grid couldn't hold it. And because the power grid couldn't hold it, the technology, speaking to technology, decided to cut off some, replace some, do this here, and so forth, while the states were all scattered abroad. As that was taking place, I'm looking and I'm just observing. And as I'm looking, let me see what else I put. I said homes, sidewalks, I already said cars, like I said, telephone poles. I said, et cetera. Anything that could have been frozen was. The streets were in layers of ice. And this brought up another question as I was looking into this vision. I was asking the Lord, how in the world is there so much ice everywhere? And there's no plowing. There's that every state has a funding system for weather. And all these states that seem to be affected by this weather should already have this funding, right? So I was seeking the Lord on this, like, what is why? He then, as I'm in that neighborhood area, he literally, I feel in the vision, the Lord just picks me up, and he just moves me and floats me out of the city, I mean, out of that neighborhood into a highway where I can see long hill and I can see downhill, so I can have a really good image of what he was showing me. As he was doing that and I'm floating there seeing, I can tell that the roads were covered in ice, but there were tire tracks through the roads. But the tire tracks were still under layers of at least an inch or two of ice and snow. So God was showing me there was plowing that had been done, but it was too much. There was too much. And because it was too much, the plowing did not succeed and they had to stop because the power went out. And so if the power goes out too long and the power's been out, no one's going to plow anything for obvious reasons, right? So this is what the Lord was revealing to me about that. Let me see. I said, I see the roads covered for miles. This wasn't just one section. This thing was covering for miles. I said, the power is off, and I hear the Lord say again, when wondering where the snow plows are, he said, because of no finances. I heard the Lord say that. He said, because of no finances, the plowing stopped. I'm like, okay. So I wrote that down, and then the Lord said this. This will be scattered abroad, and when he said this would be scattered abroad, I said, like I told you guys, this power outage goes from West Coast to, I said that, let me see. like the states that God was showing me, because I was seeing so many states involved, like Washington State, these type of places. The Lord said, these states will be proven to what I have said and shared here. So for those who really want to know, I mean, some of you guys can ask me in chat if you want to know if it was a certain state or whatnot. I can probably tell you. I should look at a map. But God was revealing to me that all these states that I just spoke, this area, this location, you won't need to really look at the state. You'll just know by the location. They will be proven right of what I said. And as I was talking to the Lord, because I was like, huh, this is coming really quickly. This happened so fast. Were people not ready? Could people get food? You know, the things I know you guys are wondering, was there food available? Could we get food? What could we do? You're in Colorado? Okay. The Lord showed me a quick vision that I saw many, 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 many grocery stores that were like lined up like assembly lines in a vision, all these different grocery stores. And what I knew God was showing me, these are grocery stores to symbolize multiple states having groceries and food. And I saw people in hundreds going to grocery stores, getting food, getting food, getting food, getting food. And so there's going to be a mad dash for food when this winter freeze comes, okay? For those in those states, pray about what God wants you to do. If you are in these states and you're going to be affected by them, just have it. But make sure to pray about it. You know, this is some time. And I know God gives prophecies early so we can pray early and seek the Lord early. So I did see that there's either going to be a huge run to the grocery stores. There's still going to be food. Don't be surprised that some of the food is expired. I said that the other week in my last live stream that there's going to be food in December, but make sure to check the expiration date because there's going to be a lot of letdown on certain foods, not all the food, in certain foods. There will be letdowns because they're going to be expired. So just be about that. So the Lord showed me, though, is that this hard-blowing cold air that will come on the land, many will still not be ready. Like I saw in that neighborhood, I saw not just that woman. She was the first one. But then other people around the outskirts of this neighborhood are just walking aimlessly like, what just happened? Understand? And think about what we experienced this year, guys. If you guys really don't understand like how crazy weather can get, we had weather that has been 100-year breaking records of 24-hour rainfall, feet of rain happening in places that don't get it. 12 inches of rain in a day. Okay, so this was just this summer. Even though it wasn't broadcasted for everyone to see, trust me, are dealing with that flooding. Just like in Florida, some places never got touched, but then some places got destroyed and demolished. Weather will shift and change very quickly. And I know for many of the people who are already listening to this, they already know I've been talking about for years that God's been showing me extreme weather is coming. Extreme weather is coming. Okay? It's going to come. And so this is only to add on to what God has already told us. And I know many of you guys have your own personal confirmations about the weather. I am not the only one. I know you guys can share a whole bunch of stuff. So as I was seeking the Lord on after all of this, he said, many won't be ready. That's when I saw multiple states with grocery stores, and there was a huge mad dash. Just be aware, guys. I would not wait. Because the way God revealed to me is that people found out this was happening and went and raided the grocery stores, took everything. I wouldn't wait. I would seek the Lord now about this. He's given this in October. It's for us to seek him now so we can already be prepared. You know, it's just like Noah's Ark, right? So seek the Lord about this stuff, everything I'm saying. One thing, and I'm going to get to your questions and kind of just answer some things for you. As I was trying to soak all of this in, because even though I'm telling the vision of what I saw, it does not do it justice. There's this level of cold, it's like a staying freezing. It stays freezing for days. This is a hammering to more hammering to more hammering to cold air to winds that are insanely strong. I mean, a total battering and beating on the power grid. That's what's coming. And so as I was trying to swallow all of this and see the visuals I did, the Lord then spoke to me as well. And I started to hear a news broadcast, like someone on TV. And I hear a news broadcast and it says, tremendous snowfall over much of America this afternoon. I heard that in the spirit. Tremendous snowfall over much of America this afternoon. And it was a news anchor speaking. Interesting anchor. And then the Lord showed me, and he said one last time, the freeze will come, the power will go out. And he says, seek me on counsel and my protection and my heart for you. Commit your lives to me and surrender your life to me and allow me to overtake what is all about you. Because God wants to overtake you. And this was the prophecy. So once again, take this prophetic revelation, this prophecy to the Lord. Let him share more. If you guys have confirmations, that is fine. If not, that is fine too. I'll sit in here for maybe like 5 minutes or so and answer some questions you guys may have. Good to see all 44 of y'all. I'm so surprised so many people are here on a on not such a announced broadcast. So welcome. Once again, if these are some new people in here, thank you for joining. I hope you get to learn and get to know some of these great people and hear about the Lord. So I see so much confirmation. 4 years ago, the Spirit told me to get 1 year supply of food for 4 people. I am in Utah. Okay, so Colorado, you're going to get touched. Washington State, you're going to get touched. Let me look at a map. Because I'm actually back in the vision right now, so I can see the vision real clear. Let me get a USA map. Lord, thank you for revealing this and bringing me back, your God. You are awesome, Jesus. Thank you for showing me. I can see them. I love that. That's cool. North Carolina, it gets touched, but only spotty. It's not everywhere in North Carolina. The Appalachians, they're going to be hit. Because they're just right in cold weather. Hold on, guys. I'm just trying to get a map. It's trying to sell me stuff. So, yep, Washington State, Montana, you get touched. Wyoming, you get touched. Colorado gets touched. Nevada gets touched. North Dakota and South Dakota seem to get really, they both seem to get bombarded. Going on to North Carolina, spotty. Florida doesn't get touched at all. Let me see. What about Virginia? Virginia gets a very bad ice cold. Now, power outages will happen in Virginia, but it won't be very bad. I did not see it very bad. Okay. Once again, most of the heavy, heavy intensity is going to be in the Northwest coast, guys. How about here in Ontario, Colorado? It's always cold here. Is that Ontario, California? Then no. Or Canada. Canada. No, I didn't see Canada. I was only showing the American map. Sorry about that. Let me see. But please, guys, the one thing I have to emphasize, everybody, is if you're in these places, there's going to be no food to get ready for this. You're going to have to be ready ahead of time. I don't know just what that fully means in your ends, but for me, that always means I go straight to God and say, okay, what is your plan, God? Period. This is not fear. This is not, oh no, I need to get ready. This is, what is your plan for my household? Because you have a Lord and Savior who has dominion and supremacy over your household. You understand? So it's not for you to walk in any fear at all. This is soldier, Christian, walking, bold, no worries. You understand? You have a commander who already saw this happening. This is why you're getting this now, is because he already saw this happening. I'm in Ohio, not far from Pennsylvania. Ohio did seem to Ohio will get touched. There will be the big cities in Ohio will really get hit. Okay. The big cities in Ohio. All right. So yes, someone says in California, more concerned about water than food. California, you got, like I said, you guys were not even touched by this as far as this terrible power outage that I saw. Michigan, I see touched. They're already used to it. Understand, Michigan's already used to power outages. I used to live in Michigan. I was born there. So they're already, I understand they're already okay, but I did not see them. Once again, Kentucky, let me see, where is Kentucky? Nope, they weren't bothered. Nope, I did not see Kentucky. Guaranteed did not see them. Portland, Oregon, let me see. Oh, yep. Portland, Oregon got hit. Washington State. Oh, Oregon gets touched. Let me see. I did say you. Did I do Utah? No one said you went to Utah. Okay. A lot of these states have weed laws and child trafficking. This is very true. Some of these states that are being targeted seem to have a lot of human trafficking, pedophilia in the higher elites of the influences up there. So you're very right. Pennsylvania. I don't think I mentioned that. Let me see. Nope. I didn't really see Pennsylvania. Now, Pennsylvania is just going to get really, really cold. But as far as the power outages, they will not be like the West Coast. I hear the Lord say just now, it will not be like the West Coast. If there's going to be power outages in Pennsylvania, they will not scale to the masses of the West Coast. I hear the Lord say. Okay. Good question. Minnesota. Let me see. Minnesota. So this is the state that it seemed to skip. This is one of the states that seemed to, it seemed to skip this state. It seemed to skip. I know it, I, let me close this so I can get back to you guys quicker. I know when it hit North Dakota, that section, it seemed to skip a state, okay? Now, what I mean by skipping, these cities may still have power outages that skip, but it will not be to the scale. You understand? It won't be to the scale. It will not be to what God is speaking. Understand? So don't think that, oh, I had a power outage, this and that, that didn't come true. No. This is to the level that God is speaking this vision. There is a huge tier list to how this cold is going to touch certain states and how the AI is going to respond to this and how God's going to orchestrate all of this. Maine, I did not see Maine, but Maine is used to cold weather as well. Remember, the issue isn't people keeping the power on, it's the AI. So a lot of times certain states have a better AI system that can deviate power. Like Virginia. Virginia is going to get some power outages, but it's not going to be bad. Pennsylvania, it's going to get very cold, but it won't ever be like the West Coast because of the AI and the technology. Maine, I didn't even see as an issue. You understand? So, yep. Okay. Chicago, I think I did. Didn't I just do Michigan? Yeah, I did Michigan once again, and it was not there as far as what I saw as an issue. Once again, Northwest. And North Midwest is that space is about to get some straight line winds of really cold air. Zach, did you get anything from my dream? Maybe it was a warning for other states. Which dream? Oh, let me see. I didn't see your dream, Wings Forever. I had a dream. I woke up and looked out of my front window and the snow was up to the roof of my car. That was about 3 years ago. I am in Kentucky. Wow. See, that could be. Now, once again, I saw this for December. This is 1 month, guys. November, this month, and January, February don't count to what you guys have seen. You understand? So I'm so glad you brought that up, Wings Forever, because that can still come to pass. I only saw a month. remember, I saw the fullness of one piece. I don't have the full story. So, yeah. Good idea. Am I still breaking up a little bit? I can repeat some stuff if I'm breaking up. Let me see. Idaho, have friends there. Idaho. And I'm going to get back to your dream, Tiffany. I have to scroll back up on it. Idaho gets touched. Yep. Idaho does get touched. Okay. So I did see Idaho get touched. Yes. Going out. Let me see. Yeah, if you guys just go out and come back in, if the stream is a little buffery, it's going to be like that. Just let me know. And I can repeat some things. Going back up to Tiffany's dream, she said, I had a dream about watching this city and all of a sudden it went really dark. And I seen this TV come on and a new caster flashing in the TV saying, God did this, each one of them. Then I see them, the people on the three knees, and heard God say, I will be glorified. That sounds like exposure, Tiffany. I've heard at least about two or three people having this situation where something goes out and there's a broadcasting system and all these people are exposed and God is glorified in it. I don't think this is the same scenario, but I know your dream is going to come to pass, Tiffany, of this great exposure of all these elites. There's going to be a total reset by God. Even though they're trying to do their great reset, it's God's great reset. And he's going to really bait and switch, which he's already done it, all these elites. And I believe what you're seeing is the exposure of the maybe the finality or the finale of what this exposure we've been hearing from God and seeing little bits here and there. But your Tiffany is not what I saw, but that will definitely come true. Definitely. Yeah, cool. Anything else? Once again, guys, this was over about 2 weeks. I received this. It was all on God's time. I didn't plan on sharing this now today. I planned on maybe putting this to my Sunday broadcast for everybody. How long will the bitter cold last? Does it vary in certain places? It seemed to come all at once. Now, once again, guys, the way this was positioned, it seemed like it wasn't a one-day thing. What I mean by that, the cold may not come all in one day. The cold can come over a series of days. It can pile on. Because remember in the vision, I said, as God picked me up and carried me to the highway, I saw where there were tire tracks trying to be made. You understand? So that gives me indication that there was actually effort and time for effort to clear this out, but yet it wasn't, or at least for people to get home from it, at least. So I don't know. I honestly think this could happen over a series of days. I think this could be, once again, this isn't the Lord saying this. This is Zach thinking this, that this could be a week. This could happen over a week of just cold blast of freezing snow, ice, blizzard, whatever it is. And then it just, because of the over amount of coldness, it fails the systems. Once again, the AI is going to get the systems back on, but once again, it's going to be blistering to people. This is really going to blister people's lives like a really bad sore. When God was telling me it's a bitter winter, as he said bitter, he also meant dry. As he meant dry, he meant incredibly freezing. So it's a three-layered blast, bitter, dry, and freezing. Once again, I saw people coming and moving around the neighborhoods bewildered, like what just happened. So that means it comes in a very fast pace, but how fast, I don't know. Yeah, how long will the bitter, okay, got that question. Yeah, don't forget your pets, you know, I know. I used to have a couple of dogs. Make sure you just get a couple of food for them and stay there and hunker down. But guys, one thing I have to emphasize that keeps sitting in my heart repetitively as I'm doing this live, don't wait for the grocery stores. I have to emphasize this. Don't wait for the grocery stores. If you feel, make sure you're just seeking the Spirit of God. That's all you need to do, guys. You got to just have Holy Spirit as your partner and saying, hey, what's up about my grocery list, about my budget? What should I be getting for my family, Holy Spirit? And watch. You're going to start either getting ideas, revelations. You got to stay on it. And when you feel that unction or nudge, when God tells you, hey, go get some food and store up a little bit, just go do it. Because the thing I saw, there's going to be hordes of people running to the grocery stores. But once again, towards the end of this year, there's going to be expired food. And I know you guys are already seeing it now. You guys were talking about it last week, that there's expired labels on food. It's going to increase. And it's not the store's fault. It's not people's fault. It's because the factories are having to ship out their last of things. And so I keep feeling in my spirit, guys, strongly, don't wait for these grocery stores. Seek God, and when he lets you know, hey, go get something, just go. Just go, because this winter blast covered all the Northwest coast, all the Midwest coast. It covered everything. But it affected certain states. So even though your state may not have been called out as a power outage, you still got the cold blast if you're in that western region. You still got it. So you still have to supply your home. So don't think because, oh, the power's not going to touch me, I ain't got to worry about this. No, you want to make sure, because people won't know this knowledge. They're not going to know Holy Spirit, Father God knowledge of accuracy like this. And so they're just going to go get food because the news anchor says really bad weather and people want to make sure their families are provided for. They're not going to know. So you're going to have massive overbuying of groceries in areas that won't have this power situation. So just be on your toes and be ready and just stay connected. Connected, guys. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Could this be symbolic? I was picking up warnings of bad weather in fall 2019 before the snake bite. Man, I think that's just God giving you a heads up. I know a lot, like, we're in the most high urgent warning prophetic season ever so far. And it's only ramping up. The thing is that God has been speaking to me personally about what season we're in. It's like very telling what he's talking to me about. The things he's talking to me about personally is very interesting. Like he's talking about the gathering, and it's very interesting how he's talking about that. So just be ready. Stay in connection with the Holy Spirit, because some of you guys are getting nudges and are getting heads up and foreshadows and forewarnings already. You're already receiving it, and you just got to just catch it. You got to catch it. You got to think, that's not my thought. That was God who just told me that. But you have to slow down and think about it. But Thomas, man, see the Lord on that stuff, man. How funny, I'm studying New York Law 97 for my podcast, and I'm about to do in 10 minutes. God has me on the right track about the subject I'm about to go in. I'm glad you got your confirmation, Sherelle. Congratulations on that. That's awesome. The Holy Spirit has told me ramen and water recently. There you go. When I lived in Charlotte before, every storm was crazy shopping time. Yeah. Based on my location where I'm at too, whenever, because this state does not know how to handle cold weather, whenever it's 3 or 4 inches of snow, everyone raised the bread, eggs, and milk for whatever reason. So once again, you have this panic buying. You understand? So once I emphasize, and the Holy Spirit has been nudging me for you guys, don't wait for the grocery stores. Don't wait. All right, God has you, and you have your own news feed. It's called Holy Spirit, and you have angels, okay? You have a whole news feed already without your phone. You just got to put your faith to it and press, and that's it. Ozak, what has he said about the gathering? That's a lot. I might just share some of that on Sunday, but I cannot share that here. I will not be sharing that here, but that may be shared on Sunday. But it's very peculiar. Any more questions before I kind of close this out, guys? This wasn't supposed to be too long. I'm just following the Lord. He told me to do a live stream instead of a recording. And so I'm just following his lead, guys. I'm following his lead. Just make sure, you know, if you're in these states, in the Midwest, even on the East Coast, wherever it may be, just have your, just be prepared for layered blankets. Be prepared that, okay, if the power does go out, since, you know, it's going to be scattered abroad, and humans really won't be calling the shots, really, and it's going to be AI, God is calling the shots, and I'm just going to prepare myself with some great clothes, some awesome blankets, whatever, you need, you know, camp out in your home. You got time now to prepare. You have time now to prepare, okay? And yes, it was for this December. I will say that. So, all right, guys, from Virginia. I see where you guys are from. That's what's up. I got a lot of people from the East Coast here, some people from the West Coast. It's interesting, the demographic of everything, but that's amazing. That's so cool. Well, guys, once again, thank you all for being here. Make sure everything that is shared tonight that you take to the Lord. I know this is kind of to some things that people are hearing. I don't want to make this another doom and gloom thing. I just share all the bittersweets of the season we're in. And God is with you. He's not against you. Understand that God wants you to have warmth. He doesn't want you to be without power. God is doing this to point hearts back to him. God wants miracles to happen around the land. He wants that. But it's got to be by the order that God presents miracles. Miracles come to the ones who are having their hearts torn towards God, who put God first. God wants so many more miracles, and God is going to allow things to fray out just a little bit, but with his full control, so that people can have their hearts turned back to him, and it'll all be okay, okay? So once again, this is not doom and gloom. I am putting no fear in nobody. I am putting full of faith, confidence, and preparation in people. That's what I speak. Glory to God. Glory to God. Prepare for the Harpazo. Yeah. So hopefully I can share some more stuff Sunday about that, because God's been speaking some interesting things. But you guys have a blessed night. I thank you all for jumping here. I'm so surprised so many jumped in here tonight. But you guys have a blessed night. Any comments, questions, you got my email. Once again, I want to say thank you for everybody who sends out their support, their love, their comments, emails, your watchmen out there. You guys know who you are, keeping me updated. You guys are awesome. And you guys have a wonderful night, and I'll see y'all later. Thank you all for being here. Let me see if there's another question. No question? All right. Have a blessed night. I'm done.